triggers that made me want to drink. Now they have no effect. This has affected my whole life. I knew hypnosis could work, and I knew that stating I was an alcoholic would never make me feel better. Sometimes I even drank after meetings because I felt so horrible about myself. I feel wonderful now being alcohol-free, and I'm amazed. Thank you, Wendy. I'm a new person and so happy. Sincerely, Linda. Thank you so much, Linda, for your letter. You are an inspiration to so many who are looking for a powerful and a private solution to stop drinking. I'm Wendy Friesen. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist, and I can help you end the struggle. Go to the web, quitdrinkingnow.com. That's quitdrinkingnow.com. Or call me, 877-68-HAPPY. 877-68-HAPPY.
Jay Marvin.
We have Governor Bill Owens on with us. You can't run for governor again. What's in your future?
I want to be the point counterpoint with you. Be the Jay and Bill show.
All right.
And on every other week, it'll be the Bill and Jay show.
Okay.
We can do talk radio.
We get a little crazy.
I'll appear on the radio and debate you on any issue, anytime. You know that.
I know it.
760. Now, CBS News. KKZN Thornton Boulder.
It's Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman from All Indications Special Counsel Patrick Fitzgerald. Now investigating the CIA leak case is playing it close to the vest. Fitzgerald is giving up little in the way of information on the next phase of the grand jury investigation into the leak. There's speculation that he may extend the term of the federal grand jury. The palace is facing expiration as of today. Meanwhile, the New York Times reports that Vice President Dick Cheney's chief of staff, Louis Scooter Libby Jr., will be indicted today. This for allegedly lying to the grand jury about what he knew about the leak on Valerie Plame, the CIA operative. Still unknown is the fate of presidential advisor Karl Rove, who is...
President Bush is expected to name a new Supreme Court nominee in a matter of days. Jan Crawford Greenberg covers the court for the Chicago Tribune.
Advisors are suggesting to President Bush that he turn to an experienced federal appeals court judge with a clearly defined judicial philosophy.
The list of likely candidates includes a number of federal appeals court judges and at least one non-judge, Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas. White House counsel Harriet Myers withdrew her nomination after weeks of criticism from both sides of the aisle. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff is asking Florida hurricane victims for patience. He says FEMA needs time to deliver the ice, food, and other supplies they need, and it can't do the job all by itself.
People have got to take some responsibility for preparing themselves. Now, there are some people who don't have the ability to do it. They may be sick, they may not have the money, and obviously we've got to step up and help those people.
The state official in charge says Louisiana's public hospital system is on the verge of financial collapse in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. He says money to run the hospitals could run out just after Thanksgiving. Police in the San Francisco Bay Area have made a second arrest in the murder of Pamela Vitelli, the wife of well-known trial lawyer Daniel Horowitz. In custody is the mother of the 16-year-old murder suspect. She's accused of trying to help him get away. Attorney Ivan Gold shares a practice with Horowitz.
I think it shows the investigation is still ongoing. The process is working. They're getting to the truth, and that's what happens. It takes time to find out all the facts.
Los Angeles County health officials are launching a new anti-smoking campaign aimed at gays. They say gay men and lesbian women are twice as likely to smoke as everyone else. A booking agent who stole fees from Magic Johnson and dozens of other celebrity clients has been sentenced to 5 years in prison. CBS 60 Minutes commentator Andy Rooney says he'd rather see Alan Walker working off what he took.
He got $30,000. It was meant for me, and I didn't get it. I still have enough to eat because I have a job here, but I don't like having $30,000 stolen from me.
It's called the World Series, but the world wasn't watching. The White Sox four-game sweep of the Astros drew the lowest television ratings in World Series history. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up about 2.5 points. This is CBS News.
I'm concerned about my son Jesse's height. He's small for a 15-year-old.
Have you tried Height Max?
What's that?
Height Max is a new height-enhancing supplement that helps 12 to 25-year-olds maximize their growth potential. It's a patented blend of vitamins, herbs, and amino acids, and you don't need a prescription.
How do I order Height Max?
Call them direct at 1-877-GROW-TALL. There is a 30-day risk-free offer going on now.
Ah, that's easy. 1-877-GROW-TALL.
Or buy it on the web at heightmax.com.
Order today and grow taller with Height Max. Height Max is a subsidiary of Sunny Health Nutrition Technology.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Give someone special to you the gift that will be remembered for years to come. Name a star after them. The Star Registry will name a star after anyone on your gift list for $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. It's the perfect gift for birthdays, weddings, and just about any occasion. Give the ultimate gift. Call the Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. We proudly support the Starlight Star Bright Children's Foundation.
Rock.com.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
So far, we're off to a pretty good start. Move along just fine. Coming out of the north end of town, northbound or southbound I-25. Check and clear for the ride into downtown and through T-Rex. I-70 also in pretty good shape as you make way between Root Ridge and Aurora. C-470 and 6th Avenue, both trouble-free. And northbound I-25, looks like we do have some cardboard debris. It's in the center lanes near 225, so be aware of that. Now, Boulder Street, still pretty quiet on Foothills Parkway, Arapahoe, and Broadway. And the Turnpike, also check and clear at the moment. Now, looking at the forecast, expect sunny skies today with highs in the 70s. We're waking up to 45 degrees. Toyota owners, tire maintenance is an important part of caring for your Toyota. Visit your local Denver Metro Toyota Service Center for a complimentary tire inspection and receive a tire tread depth gauge for free while supplies last. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Al Franken is coming to Boulder. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk presents the Al Franken Show.
Welcome to the Al Franken Show, everybody. We're coming to you from Boulder.
Live at the Boulder Theater, Wednesday, November 16th. General admission tickets are sold out, but we're giving our Progressive Club members the opportunity to win VIP tickets for guaranteed seating.
Not a member?
Sign up now at am760.net. Jay Marvin will announce the winners November 1st through the 4th on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Brought to you by Be the Change.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Smart Balance Buttery Spread. I'm Charles Osgood. In asking that her nomination for the Supreme Court be withdrawn yesterday, Harriet Myers said it was because senators were insisting on specifics and documents about the advice she had given President Bush as White House counsel. That is what White House Special Advisor Ed Gillespie is saying.
It became apparent to Harriet that her role as nominee was fast coming into conflict with her role as White House counsel, and she rightly put the interest of the president and the presidency ahead of her own self-interest.
Senator Arlen Specter is not a bit pleased.
This is a sad episode in the history of Washington, D.C., which has a lot of sad episodes, but the way Harriet Myers has been treated is really disgraceful.
Ms. Myers never got to be heard by Specter's Judiciary Committee. Instead, he says it was a one-sided debate in news releases, talk shows, and editorial pages.
There was a decisive imbalance in the public forum with the case for Ms. Myers not heard because of the heavy decibel level against her.
More on that after this for Smart Balance. I asked Bob Harris about his new Smart Balance Omega Plus buttery spread.
Smart Balance Omega Plus is the same as regular Smart Balance, but we add natural plant sterols and omega-3 from the sea to help support healthy levels of cholesterol and triglycerides.
So, I know it tastes great, but those ingredients must be very important additions to Smart Balance.
Yes, Charles, we call Omega Plus the ultimate spread for that very reason.
Thank you, Bob Harris. Thank you for Smart Balance Omega Plus. What a great idea.
Why are you so dressed up?
Our meeting, remember?
The one about our retirement plans?
Honey, this is my boss's guy from Northwestern Mutual. We were referred...
Hold on. Mr. Harkness referred us to Northwestern Mutual?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Harkness referred us to Northwestern Mutual.
I have nothing to wear.
A quiet conversation with Northwestern Mutual is one of the most valuable conversations you'll ever have. Northwestern Mutual Financial Network. The quiet company. The Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
The Republicans control the Senate, but as Democrat Charles Schumer notes...
Not a single Republican senator called for Harriet Myers' withdrawal. It was the very extreme wing of the president's party.
Now President Bush has to name somebody else, and Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas says...
I can make one prediction for you, and that is no matter who President Bush nominates, there will be some who claim that the nominee is evidence of... his being captive of the hard right.
Already it's obvious Senator Cornyn is right. Ted Kennedy.
The loudest voices heard in this process were the voices of the extreme faction of the president's own political party.
Senator Harry Reid, the Democratic leader.
The right wing of the Republican Party drove this woman's nomination right out of town.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Hello?
Hey, Jeff, it's Tom. I need some advice from my accountant.
Okay.
Insurance company.
Two words. Northwestern Mutual.
My business, employee benefits, retention.
Northwestern Mutual.
Insuring key people.
Yep.
Respected, high standards.
One of the best.
Okay, so just to be clear.
Bye, Tom.
Whatever your business insurance question, a quiet conversation with Northwestern Mutual is the answer. Northwestern Mutual Financial Network. The quiet company. The Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
The Osgood File, October 28th, 2005.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, partly cloudy. High today near 70, 609, 9 minutes after 6 a.m. 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Jay Marvin here. Set discussion and disagreement. And, well, here's what we know this morning. It's open phone Friday, by the way, but here's what we know this morning. Cheney 8 appears likely to be indicted. Rove under scrutiny. This is according to the New York Times, and now CNN is backing this up, so we apparently know what's going on. Lawyers in the CIA leak case, the AP is also onto this. Lawyers in the CIA leak case said Thursday they expect I. Lewis Libby Jr., Vice President Dick Cheney's chief of staff, to be indicted today, charged with making false statements to a grand jury. Karl Rove, President Bush's senior advisor and deputy chief of staff, will not be charged today, but will remain under investigation. People briefed officially about the case said. As a result, they said the special counsel in the case, Patrick J. Fitzgerald, was likely to extend the term of the federal grand jury beyond its scheduled expiration date of today. As rumors coursed through the Capitol, Mr. Fitzgerald gave no public sign of how he intended to proceed, further intensifying the anxiety that has gripped the White House and left partisans on both sides of the political aisle holding their breath. Mr. Fitzgerald's preparations for today's announcement were shrouded in secrecy, but advanced amid a flurry of behind-the-scenes discussions that left open the possibility of last-minute surprises. As the clock ticked down on the grand jury, people involved in the investigation did not rule out the disclosure of previously unknown aspects of the case. So we'll find out sometime this morning exactly what's going on. But the New York Times and every other news agency is running with the idea that Scooter Libby is going to get nailed, and that right now Karl Rove has dodged a bullet, at least at this particular point. Now, the National Journal is running with another story, which hasn't made it into the mainstream media. And the National Journal is a pretty respected media entity, and Murray Waz is a pretty good reporter. And the story this morning is Cheney and Libby blocked papers to a Senate intelligence panel. Vice President Cheney and his chief of staff, I. Lewis Scooter Libby, overruling advice from some White House political staffers and lawyers, decided to withhold crucial documents from the Senate Intelligence Committee in 2004 when the panel was investigating the use of pre-war intelligence that erroneously concluded that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, according to Bush administration and congressional sources. How about that? Among the White House materials withheld from the committee were the Libby-authored passages in drafts of a speech that then-Secretary of State Colin Powell delivered to the United Nations in February 2003 to argue that the Bush administration's case for war with Iraq, according to congressional and administration sources. The withheld documents also included intelligence data that Cheney's office, and Libby's in particular, pushed to be included in Powell's speech, sources say. The new information that Cheney and Libby blocked information to the Senate Intelligence Committee further underscores a central role played by the Vice President's office in trying to blunt criticism that the Bush administration exaggerated intelligence data to make a case to go to war. The disclosure also comes as Special Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald wraps up his newly two-year-old CIA leak investigation that is focused heavily on Libby's role in discussing covert intelligence operative Valerie Plame's identity with reporters. So, we got that also on the boiler this morning, that Cheney and Libby blocked papers to the Senate Intelligence Committee. Coming up, we're going to talk to Larry Johnson. Larry Johnson is an ex-CIA agent who knows Valerie Plame, trained with her, and we'll get his assessment of just exactly how much damage was done to Valerie Plame's career and what he thinks about Valerie Plame's situation and also his reaction to the New York Times and other news.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at
G3 2005,
November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today, or get more info at g3denver.com.
Are you worried about your cholesterol or blood pressure? What about your joints? With all the news lately, what should you do? Well, have you considered omega-3 fish oil? Millions already have, because it's safe, natural, and it really works. Fish oil is proven to support healthy triglycerides and blood pressure, and now new research reveals powerful benefits for joints, wrinkled skin, even focus and concentration. If this sounds like you, we can help. We want to rush you a free bottle of Purity's Advanced Omega-3. Simply call 1-800-622-3114 and ask for your free bottle. We know that once you experience our Omega-3, you'll become a loyal fish oil customer. With three times the power of ordinary fish oil capsules, our Omega-3 delivers better and faster results. It's doctor-recommended, purified, and mercury-free. So what are you waiting for? Call 1-800-622-3114 for your free bottle and experience the miracle of fish oil. That's 1-800-622-3114.
DC website for licensing.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:16, 60 minutes after 6, partly cloudy today, a high near 70. Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's talk to Larry Johnson. Larry Johnson is CEO and co-founder of Berg Associates, LLC, an international business consulting firm that helps multinational corporations and financial institutions identify strategic opportunities, manage risks, and counter threats posed by terrorism and money laundering. And Mr. Johnson, good morning and welcome to AM 760.
Hey, good morning.
You knew Valerie Plame, or you know Valerie Plame. You trained with Valerie Plame in the CIA, correct?
Correct. No, we first met over 20 years ago in September of 1985, and we're in training for a year together.
As being a former member of the CIA, what damage has it done to her career having her outed like this?
She's lost her career. She has no career. When you spend 20 years as someone who is undercover, someone whose relationship with the Central Intelligence Agency is not publicly known, and then your government turns around and says that you in fact are an intelligence officer, and that you are running around doing alleging that you were somehow betraying the president, which is a lie, then you don't have a career to continue with, and so she has literally suffered the damage to her livelihood. But beyond that, that outing also actually led to a specific death threat against her by Al-Qaeda.
And also, what about the people who worked around her or worked with her? Isn't it easy now for other countries to start following leads up and other people being exposed?
No, absolutely. That is, it would be one thing if they just if the outing of her stopped with her, but then when she's outed, that identifies then the front company that she used, and that front company allows you to start working backwards to identify every individual who had contact with her in some form or fashion. And that, while I don't, you know, I have not been briefed specifically on any damage assessment, I just know that Valerie was not working on, you know, discovering the next Betty Crocker recipe for, you know, English muffins. So she was out there working on issues pertaining to weapons of mass destruction. And by virtue of that, she was dealing with sources that didn't want to have any direct relationship with the United States. In fact, they probably didn't know they were dealing with the United States until the outing by Robert Novak. So this has had, I think it has the potential that it's left people dead.
How about the news this morning that the New York Times is running with and other news agencies that Scooter Libby may get indicted, but that Karl Rove is going to remain under investigation?
Yeah, I think the I've heard there's been just lots of negotiation back and forth, offering of deals, some people trying to, you know, come to a plea agreement. So I think there should now not be any doubt whatsoever that a crime was committed, a serious crime that goes directly against the security of this country and the security of this country in a time of war. And that so you find some Republicans trying to excuse that as, you know, just all business as usual, or as they call it, the criminalization of politics is just, you know, it shows how out of touch that party's becoming. And I say that as someone who still is a registered Republican. But, you know, they keep that stuff up. I'm not sure how much longer I can continue to affiliate with that.
That must really, I was just going to ask you, that must really outrage you when you sit back and you watch the talking head shows and you hear them try to minimize what's gone on, or that they try to say, well, it's hardball politics or it's business as usual, when you, having been in the agency, been in the CIA, you know damn well that it's not business as usual.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, it makes me long for the day when we can have full contact television. You know, you can get out and start throwing some punches at people. I know that's probably not a healthy attitude, but it's just, I mean, it is so outrageous. It's so, it is so despicable and low. And the fact that they try to trivialize this is, you know, just some game between a bunch of three-year-old kids. And unfortunately, what were the college Republicans 30 years ago that are now running the show, the Karl Roves and the Jack Abramoffs, that's exactly how they ran the college Republicans, this vicious, destroy anybody at any price. And it's just, it can't be allowed in this country, because at the end of the day, it's going to destroy us as a nation.
Do you ever think that those of us in the public will ever get a full accounting as to how much damage this outing actually did, or will the CIA kind of sit on that?
No, you never do. If you go back, you know, the public has never heard the full damage that was done from Aldrich Ames, the CIA officer who betrayed his own colleagues. And that's because some of the stuff is so sensitive. Again, one of the pieces that has also dribbled out in the last few weeks, or, you know, last year, is the fact that one of the reasons Valerie came back to the United States and was, you know, operating from the United States as opposed to staying overseas full time is there was a concern that she may have been compromised by Aldrich Ames. Nonetheless, even though she was compromised, she continued to work on sensitive missions and continued to travel overseas and was directly involved with espionage, which means recruiting people to be spies and running people who are spies.
22 minutes after 6, we're talking to Larry Johnson, who trained with Valerie Plame. Have you talked to Valerie Plame lately?
Yeah, and you know, I think she's a little bit, I don't want to say she's a kid waiting for Christmas, because this is anything but a time to celebrate, a time of awe and wonder. This, for her, has been just one of a terrible, painful experience for her family, to have to watch her husband and herself being maligned, excuse me, being maligned on television by just a whole host of people that don't even know him, being accused of a variety of criminal behavior by some Republicans. So it's been extremely painful, and she's not had anything approaching a normal life because of it. So hopefully this will, this is not going to be over with the announcement of these indictments, because what has clearly emerged is the outing of Valerie Wilson went beyond just petty politics. This was part of an aggressive conspiracy to cover up the fact that this administration lied about its reasons for going to war.
Do you think that we will ever, that the, we will ever get to the bottom of who actually outed her and whether they knew what they were doing and did it consciously?
Yes. No, I'm pretty sure that Fitzgerald's going to get to that, because it looks like he has proceeded so methodically in this investigation, and coupled with the fact that he's really put pressure on people, and you know, the word circulating is that John Hanna, who was worked for Scooter Libby, and the David Wormser, someone who worked over at State Department for John Bolton and also worked over in the National Security Council, that those guys have become part of the Rat Squad.
What is I've had a lot of people ask me this question. I can't answer it because I don't know, but it's come up. So Valerie Plame's career is destroyed. Is she's still on the CIA payroll, right?
Oh, yes, yeah.
What does she do every day now? Just report to work and man a desk? I mean, what does she do?
Well, I know what she does, and I'd just rather not get into it, because it's actually, they still have her doing some things which are important, but her ability to be promoted and to progress in her career is at an end because of what these guys did, because she now, she can't be competitive, because to be competitive, it means you have to be able to go overseas and you have to be able to recruit people who are spies, and she's just not in a position to do any of that.
So basically, the career target course she was on has now become totally and completely just
Yeah, that was destroyed. And the sad thing about that is, just as a taxpayer, forget all this other nonsense, this country has spent at a minimum, and this was in 1985 dollars, $250,000 to train her.
Mm.
So we've just basically thrown away $250,000 now. For some people that may not be a lot of money, but hey, in my book, that's still a good chunk of change that, as a taxpayer, I'd rather we have it go into good use.
You believe, as a lot of us do, that this country, that the Bush administration basically fixed the intelligence to fit the situation, correct?
Yeah, there's no doubt about that now. I mean, clearly, what has emerged as in the last week and a half, in particular, on this whole issue of the charge that Iraq was trying to buy uranium from Niger, the intelligence community, the analysts, their position was that there was no substance to that claim. And the source of that information, the report, was from the Italian intelligence service, who kept passing it to the United States. The Italians were also the source for the British claim that they knew that this was going on. So even though it's tried to present that there were multiple sources telling us that there was Iraq was trying to buy uranium, at the end of the day, it turns out it's the same country, Italy, their Italian service, their intelligence service, that was passing this on. And consistently over time, up to and through the president's address in January of 2003, the intelligence community kept telling the president, the vice president, and others, there is no substance to those charges. And yet, what did George Bush do? He went out and claimed that that was in fact the truth, when it wasn't. And we've seen on this another issue, that the claim that Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden were somehow working together, that's simply not true. And we saw George Bush reiterate that charge just 2 days ago.
Yeah, I saw that too, and was shocked that he's still out, shopping that whole thing and expecting people to believe it.
Well, if people say, "Oh, well, there was no pressuring of intelligence," I don't know what else you call it when, you're asked to come in and tell the president, is there or is there not a tie? And you tell the president there is no relationship between Saddam and Al-Qaeda, and then the president turns around and says that there is. But the president is saying that, I don't believe you, you don't know what you're talking about, even though your job is to sit down and go through all the intelligence and keep track of it. And so, again, it's misleading. It is propagandizing. It's presenting information to the American people that is false. This is not a matter of opinion now. This is an established fact. You've got the 911 Commission that said no relationship. You even had the Rob Silberman Commission, no relationship. You have the intelligence communities, no relationship. And this president keeps saying that there's a relationship. I mean, at what point are the American people going to rise up and say, this has got to stop? You cannot keep saying something that's not true, because you're getting Americans killed in the process.
All right, two quick questions because we're almost out of time. Number one, what about those forged documents? What do you make of that?
Well, again, that other information that's come out indicates that Stephen Hadley in the White House, the one who ultimately took responsibility, I guess he was the deputy national security advisor, took responsibility for the 16 words getting into the president's speech, had direct contact with the Italian chief of intelligence, and that there was definitely a White House role in that. That's what Fitzgerald is extending the investigation into now.
Okay, and last question. Have you heard this, that there is bad morale at the CIA and that Porter Goss has got the agency screwed up?
There is bad morale, and the basic reason for the bad morale is the CIA is blamed as having bad intelligence, which took us to war in Iraq, and you've got the White House attacking and outing intelligence officers. So the CIA is being made the scapegoat for a lot of things that was the fault of politicians, and then politicians, instead of being held accountable and responsible, are shifting the blame to intelligence professionals who are not in a position to come out and defend themselves.
Well, that must make you sick as an ex-CIA agent.
That pisses me off.
Yeah, I can imagine. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Really, really do appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
You got it. Okay. There's Larry Johnson, who knows Valerie Plame, talks to her, and was in the CIA, trained with her, and pretty explosive stuff. And if you missed the beginning of that interview, we'll repeat it a little bit later on in the morning. All right, it's Friday. It's open phones, 303-713-7600. I've got four open lines here. If you want to jump on and talk about what's going on this morning in the Plamegate situation, referendum C&D, or anything else, because we do this every Friday. We do open phones here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. 630 at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get some progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. We do have one issue working for your drive, so far, it's an accident blocking the right lane. It's on the ramp from eastbound I-76 on to eastbound I-270. Other than that, things actually looking pretty good. If you're coming out of the north end of town, southbound I-25, seeing the usual delays around 84th Avenue, then things open up for the drive into downtown and through T-Rex. Now I-70 checking clear as you make way between Wheat Ridge and Aurora. C-470 and the Turnpike, they're both trouble-free at the moment. And Boulder Street's still pretty quiet, but starting to pick up again on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. Now checking out the forecast, expect sunny skies today with highs in the 70s. We're waking up to 45 degrees. Visit your local GM-certified used vehicle dealer today. Their 110-plus point inspection and reconditioning process will help you forget what used car problems are. GM-certified, no worries. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, Contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today. Or get more info at g3denver.com.
Good morning, 6:33, 27 minutes away from 7 o'clock. High today, nice, 70 under partly cloudy skies. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Four lines open at 303-713-7600. It's your turn to bring anything to the table that you want, because it's open phones all morning this morning as we await official word as to what's going to happen in the Plamegate situation. The New York Times and CNN are reporting that Scooter Libby is going to be indicted, and that Karl Rove will remain under investigation. And you heard what Larry Johnson said, that it looks like that Patrick Fitzgerald's going to expand his investigation. To me, I mean, we should get down to the bottom here and find out who exposed Valerie Plame. And also, about this country's reason for going to war and the fact that this administration fixed the intelligence. And Larry Johnson was right when he was saying, and I saw it the other day, and Bush is out today is going to give a terrorism speech, because, you know, the best thing that he can do is get out of the White House and get away from what's going on when this bad news breaks this morning. And, you know, we listen to it again this morning and see if he stands up there and see if he again says it about Saddam Hussein, or implies it, that Saddam Hussein and al-Qaeda were connected, even though there's absolutely no proof that went on, and the 9/11 Commission said that there wasn't. And I remember having an argument with my conservative partner in Chicago, where she kept saying, yes, it's in there, and I kept saying, no, it wasn't. And you know what? It wasn't in there. There's nothing in there about Saddam Hussein and 9/11. I mean, this administration, for those of us that have been alive long enough, and I was thinking about this last night, who is worse? Richard Nixon, Ronald Reagan, or George W. Bush? And you know something? My vote goes to George W. Bush, without a doubt. This is the worst administration of my lifetime. And I'm getting to be an old guy. I'm like 53. And this is the worst administration that I've ever seen. And I feel funny about the fact that, you know, that I believe that they stole the election in 2000. I'm undecided about 2004. I'm undecided about that. And one of these mornings, and I might do it Monday morning, I want to talk about that for an hour or so. And would love to hear what you have to say about that. Whether, you know, if you believe that the election was stolen, particularly in Ohio. But right now it's open phones. You can talk about anything you want to talk about at 303-713-7600. And if you want to talk some more about referendum C&D, we can do that. Or referenda C&D, as they say. And we'll have Mark Congressman Mark Udall coming on this morning to talk about referenda, C&D, and some other things. So that's coming up a little bit later on in the morning. Plus, we've got two people who survived Hurricane Katrina who have some interesting things to say about the Bush administration. That's also coming up this morning here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. So this is a day where the where Washington, D.C., and those of us that consider ourselves to be political junkies are holding our breath. The announcement on this whole Plamegate situation should come sometime this morning. We figure here probably maybe in the 9 o'clock hour our time, which would be 11 o'clock in the morning in Washington, D.C. But we'll see. It could come earlier and it could come later. You never know. And Fitzgerald has been known to have limited press conferences in which he'll come out and say what's going on, but takes very few questions or won't take any questions at all. The other thing is he's got a website up, and he's been known before to post charges on his website. At least that's what he did in Illinois when it came to Governor George Ryan, I believe. He did it that way. He broke it over the Internet. And I don't know about members of the Daley administration, which he's gotten to which he's tagged, because I was gone and it was here by this time. I was there when he started looking into them, but I left, and Mary and I left and moved here. So I don't know how he intends to handle. I don't know if he intends to handle that by putting it on his website. You might want to go look his website up and bookmark it just for the heck of it, because when it is announced, obviously it'll show up on the website, and then you can read it. But if you go around and look at all the internet websites like RawStory.com and all the other ones on the internet this morning, they're all reporting the same thing, that Scooter Libby's going to get it, and that for now, Karl Rove is going to dodge the bullet. You know, the other thing about the Myers investigation, which I thought was pretty, or the Myers situation story from yesterday, which I thought was pretty interesting, you know, the right wing always says, I mean, they always say this, that they don't want somebody who is going to legislate or be an activist judge and legislate from the bench, right? Don't you hear them say that all the time? I mean, they always say that on these talking head shows. And they also say that they don't want a litmus test, that there shouldn't be any litmus test for a nominee. But then, you know, the radical right wins this battle yesterday, forces Harriet Myers out of the game. And why did they do it? Because you know what? They really want somebody who will overturn Roe v. Wade. Now, if you consider Roe v. Wade to be stare decisis or established law, isn't that legislating from the bench? And also, if Roe v. Wade and the overturning of Roe v. Wade, isn't that a litmus test if you need that for a nominee? I mean, isn't this what their real agenda is, even though that they pretend that it isn't and that they tell you that it isn't? And they're just spoiling for a fight. And they're, you know, they're under the delusion. I mean, they must not be able to read public opinion polls, because they're under the delusion that if Bush goes hard right in his next nomination, which he says may be out in a couple of days. They say may be out in a couple of days. To go to solidify his base, right? That they welcome a fight on the floor of the Senate, that they'll pull the nuclear option, that they'll destroy the filibuster, and this will enable them to make significant gains in the off-year election. I heard two conservative pundits say that yesterday. Never mind the fact that this country's policy in Iraq is totally and completely screwed up, and that this administration has no exit strategy, and that we're over 2,000 deaths now. Never mind the fact that the story comes out yesterday that the gas companies made a tremendous amount. What did Exxon make? Like $10 billion? And this administration and Congress, which is controlled by the Republicans, just got through passing an energy bill which gave tax breaks to the oil companies. And that Americans are getting gouged at the pumps. And that the public opinion polls show that George W. Bush is basically only hanging on through the support of his base, and that the amount of people, the swing voters who sit in the middle, have abandoned him. I mean, these people just absolutely amaze me at how they can take lemons and try to make lemonade on it on the mass media. And what also really astounds me is the fact that, you know what, in the so-called quote-unquote liberal media, oh, the media is liberal. You know, you hear Limbaugh constantly say, oh, no, the media is liberal. And who is the other one I'm thinking of? Bill O'Reilly, who says that 95% of his guests are treated with dignity and respect and the other 5% are liars. You know, right, O'Reilly, what happened to your radio show here in here in the Denver-Boulder area? Oops, gone. Bad ratings. See you later. these guys constantly harp about the liberal media, yet if you look at these panels that are often assembled, I mean, I counted it yesterday. David Frum, former speechwriter for George W. Bush, the guy who coined the axis of evil, showed up on like three different talking head shows, and there was nobody on with him to oppose anything that he had to say. Ann Coulter this morning has shown up on CNN twice this morning with no dissenting voice to sit there, nobody from the left to say, wait a minute, she's had it all to herself, the so-called liberal media. You know, there is no liberal media in this country. It's corporate-owned, and it's status quo. And anybody that thinks anything different just doesn't know what's going on, doesn't spend the time to sit there and watch what's going on. As much as I like Chris Matthews, and I've said this before, I really do like him. He turned to David Frum last night, and he was talking about David Frum's opinion, and he said, you're in the mainstream media. And then he said, oh no, what am I saying? I must be crazy. Oops, a slight slip. A slight slip for Mr. Matthews. All right, it's 303-713-7600. I've got two lines open. We've got a couple of people hanging on who want to talk. It's open phones. We'll take your calls coming up, 642, 18 minutes in front of 7 o'clock on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good to have you along this morning. Glad you're here as we all hold our breath and see what Patrick Fitzgerald is going to do. Pre-register online for the Slasher Sale at Rocky's Autos. Put an S after auto, rockysautos.com. Now, Saturday, Rockies is going to slash hundreds and even thousands of dollars off every vehicle. And get out there early because the gates open at 8 a.m. and the first person behind the wheel gets a first chance to buy when the slasher comes around to slash the price. You owe it to yourself to wait until tomorrow for the best deal in town. And I'll be out there tomorrow, so I hope to see you. The slasher sales are a blast, and it's a chance to really save good money. And don't forget, every car that Rocky sells is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Rocky's Autos, they're open today between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m., but tomorrow, gates open at 8 a.m. for the slasher sale. I'll see you out there, that 7600. Let's go to Larry and Conifer, who's been hanging on. Larry, good morning.
Hey, Jay, happy indictment day.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, we'll see if Libby apparently is in the crosshairs, and Rove is going to remain under investigation.
I got my champagne ready.
Yeah, it's Fitzmas, man.
Hey, I just wanted to say quickly, you mentioned maybe covering the last presidential election and what happened in Ohio coming up on your Monday show. I just got my hands on it's an article, actually, from the Columbus Free Press, and it's written by a couple guys who've written a book on how the GOP stole America's 2004 election. These guys, last names Fitrakis and Wasserman, they're covering in this article how the General Accounting Office, nonpartisan sleuthing office in the federal government, who just accounts for this and that and business, they've recently come out with the reports about anomalies in the Ohio elections. It just goes on and on and on. And what they're reporting is the black box voting machines were so geared that anybody, a small group of people could get into them. If a person had access to one black box machine, they had access to the entire system, and it was totally the anomalies indicate manipulation. And poll after poll, exit poll after exit poll, where Kerry had taken the votes in those precincts, those results were flipped last second, last minute for Bush.
You know,
this is just ammo for you for Monday's show. You can cover this at length, but if you guys can get your hands on that GAO.
Yeah, where did you? I was going to ask you, where did you get the article out of?
Well, the article came off of the website is smirkingchimp.com.
Oh, right, yes, I haven't looked at Smirking Chimp in a long time.
Well, if you can get your hands, Smirking Chimp aside, the Government Accounting Office report is the meat of the matter. This is a result of what John Conyers asked for a long time ago.
Right.
For those results, I don't know. To me, as an American, it's just, you know, I have to sit back and take a deep breath and say, okay, you know, how do we get back our fundamental? That's so fundamental to what it's all about.
Conventional wisdom says, and I've been a victim of conventional wisdom. I admit that. And that's why I wanted to explore the topic on Monday, just let people call up and express their opinion about it. But conventional wisdom says that what happened was is that we got beat in the ground game by the radical right, which made sure that everybody, you know, that they had all hands on deck and everybody turned out.
Right.
And a lot of us don't want to, and I include myself in this, man, and I'm honest enough to say I include myself in this, and I think I'm wrong, but a lot of us don't want to believe that any kind of hanky-panky went on. A lot of us want to believe that that's true, that they beat us in the ground game, and that it's important in the midterm elections, and also in 08, that you know, we've got to get rolling and that we've got to launch a successful ground game. And in reality, the elections, both of them, 2000 and 2004, I know for sure I believe 2000, but 2004 apparently were stolen from us.
Yeah, in on the one hand it's demoralizing. On the other hand, we've got to get to the bottom of it. I mean, if we have any regard for what America stands for, we've got to get to the bottom of it.
You're absolutely right. All right, I'm going to go check that out on Smirking Chimp, man.
Right.
And, you know, we've tried to get John Conyers on here before. He's going to possibly get an interview with.
Yep.
But we'll try it again next week, too.
Well, cool. Hey, have a great weekend, Jay.
Hey, Larry, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to Bernard in Denver. Bernard, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, what's up?
Hey, Bernard, how are you this morning?
Good. How's Mary doing?
She's doing good. She's doing real good.
Good. You know, I'm like you, and you know me well. I'm 54, and this is the worst I've ever seen it.
Yeah,
I remember back when I was a kid, and I was trying my kick-knock to go to the NUM, and I thought that was bad. I got up this morning, getting ready for work, and I'm listening to the news talk about how the billions and billions of dollars that Exxon made on this last quarter.
Right,
$10 billion. Yeah, more than the OPEC made. And I'm thinking, ah, there we are. We are definitely being brought into slavery, sounds like to me.
It's unbelievable. And then we turn around, this administration and the Republicans who control everything, turn around in the energy bill and give tax breaks to oil companies.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, my youngest, he works for an oil company. And he was telling me that when all these platforms got hit, every one of them had a managing insurance clause on them where they get paid for any loss they take anyway. We don't absorb it.
Wow.
Yeah, sucks.
It's criminal.
Yeah. And then he, you know, he's my baby. He got called up. He had 30 days left on his reserve time. So now we got to live with that.
Is he going to Iraq?
Yeah. Where else they send these kids?
Oh, man.
And you know him. You met him over at
yeah.
Don and, remember, he used to live with Donna and Fred.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? Where have you been lately, by the way? Not to have a personal conversation
you know
on the public airwaves, but where have you been hiding out?
Nowhere. I lost your phone number off my motorcycle one day going down the road breaking the law about 95 miles an hour. It died.
Oh, man. How am I going to get in touch with you? All right. Call
an email from the office.
Call what? Call Don and Fred. They have it.
All right, my brother. You take care of yourself. Keep up the fight. Carry it well.
All right. Well, let's hook up soon.
All right.
All right, we'll talk to you, Bernie.
Later.
One of the best guys I know. Absolutely, bar none. One of the best guys I know. And we've been talking about getting together for dinner for a long time. And, you know, things just come up and you don't. And time passes and friends are valuable. And he's an extremely valuable friend. A couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to, who is this, Kellen in Greeley? Kellen, hey. Hi, you're on.
How's it going?
Hey, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm not too bad. I was just driving to work. I wanted to talk about the Supreme Court nomination.
Sure.
I want to know what your views are towards Janice Rogers Brown.
Well, she's been filibustered before in the Senate. She is an extreme right-wing ideologue. She has some really crazy views. And I'm trying to think of what they are that I remember about her. They're extreme libertarian right-wing views, and I'd have to go back and look them up because I just don't remember what they are.
Yeah.
But she's had trouble before in front of the Senate.
Well, here's the thing. I don't necessarily know a whole bunch about her, but I do know that she was born into poverty, and she is a minority. And that she, that I believe that she knows where she's coming from, and I think I don't condone any extreme right wing or left wing.
Well, she's extreme. Check out her writing. She is extreme, and I wish I could recall some of her views.
Here's the thing. I think there's a difference between being extreme and actually bringing that to the bench. I believe that everyone in their day is probably extreme.
Yeah, but she's a little old for that, don't you think? To be extreme, like in your day? Extreme in your day means, like, one of the things she doesn't believe in public education.
I don't know if I believe that. I mean, she was born into poverty.
That doesn't make any difference. She doesn't believe. That's one of the things I think that's in her writings, is she doesn't believe in public education.
Well, I guess I'd have to. Like I said, I didn't know that much about her. I'd definitely have to look into her. But, you know, that just seemed like a spark plug for me. If she actually is down to earth, but maybe.
Well, you know, what are you saying? That your litmus test for the Supreme Court would be that you would have to be female African American and born in poverty? To know that would make you like a good Supreme Court justice?
No, but there are a lot of liberals that will complain about that. Now, I know
Wait a minute. There are a lot of liberals that complain about what?
About not putting a minority person on the bench.
You know what? The idea to put somebody of diversity on there and to put somebody, a woman, comes from all sides, including the president's wife wants it.
Oh, yeah. No, I know that. There seems from the radical left now, I'm taking a standpoint from there, it seems that all they care about is substance.
They better care about substance. That's what a Supreme Court justice is all about, is their substance and their judicial temperament.
Substance as in who they are, where they come from.
What difference does it make who you are or where you come from? It's what you think and what you believe, and if you've been a judge and you've been in the appellate court system, it's what you've written that counts and your views that count. It's not where you came from. You can't make a distinction based on class or economic class or based on ethnicity. You go out and find the best person, hopefully, for the job, and Janice Rogers Brown is extremely right-wing, and she's going to have trouble in the Senate with Senate Democrats, and rightly so. She's got some extreme views. I don't care if she was born in the Ritz or the Hilton. You know, I mean, she does, and there are other people out there who you could look at who are not as extreme. This president has a chance. I'll tell you something. This president has a chance. With all the turmoil that's going on in this country, with Iraq and everything else that's happening, this president's got a chance. And he's got a chance he's been handed a chance to be a uniter and to get somebody that a broad consensus would back up, or he can play to his base in the extreme right wing which runs his party, which is going to turn off the rest of the country.
But he didn't do that with Harriet Myers. I don't agree.
No, with Harriet Myers, he made a bad choice. She clearly wasn't qualified.
How so though? I mean, nobody.
How so? She couldn't properly fill out the questionnaire that the Senate gave her. She had to do it over again.
Well, that's true. But what I'm talking about is fairness. I mean, this lady contributed money to Al Gore's campaign against Bush in 2000.
Well, you know what? I would have liked to have seen her gone through her Senate hearings. I don't think she was qualified. I thought she was a typical Bush cronyism bad choice. But I wouldn't have drummed her out. I wouldn't have forced her out. I would have let her go and have her hearing. But the radical right wanted her out, and they won one. They pressured the president into throwing her overboard. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Have a good day at work. It's coming up on 6:59 here at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Open phone continues at Open Phones. Plural at 303-713-7600. Thanks for joining us this morning.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, taking talk radio in a Boulder new.
Thinking of replacing your windows? Then call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple pane windows at a double pane price. This is an unprecedented offer, and with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years. And they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation. And for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-514-4750. Again, that's 1-800-514-4750. 1-800-514-4750.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right. They're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
KKZN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapane. There's breaking news in the CIA leak investigation. Let's go live to the White House where CBS's Peter Mayer is standing by with the latest.
Frank, CBS News has just learned Vice President Cheney's top aide, Louis Libby, will be indicted for making false statements to the grand jury in the CIA leak investigation. The official announcement to be made soon. A source also tells us the president's top advisor, Karl Rove, won't face immediate indictment, but he will remain on legal hold, still under investigation. Rove sounded chipper within the past hour as he jumped into his Jaguar outside his Washington home.
I'm going to have a great Friday and a fantastic weekend. Hope you do too.
The New York Times reports the other central figure in the case, Louis Libby, and CBS News also now reporting, will be charged with misleading the grand jury. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
South Florida residents who bought generators before Hurricane Wilma came ashore Monday are putting them to good use. An estimated 4 million people still don't have electricity. Others are so desperate for gasoline, they'll drive miles to get it. As far as Orlando in this woman's case.
We finally got out. People were concerned about gas. The lines were around the block. People were sleeping at gas stations so they can be the first ones, out.
Stiff hurricane headwinds weren't enough to scuttle the third quarter economy. The government says it grew at a solid 3.8% annual rate. Strong spending by consumers and the government helped to power the expansion. Iranians are taking up their president's call to wipe Israel off the map. Tens of thousands turned out in cities across the country for anti-Israel demonstrations. Israel says what's happening is cause for concern about Iran's nuclear ambitions. The Palestinian spokesman calls talk of destroying Israel unacceptable. A naturalized American citizen from India who worked on stealth technology for the B-2 bomber has been charged with selling defense secrets. FBI Special Agent Charles Goodwin in Honolulu says Noshir Gawadia was in it for the money.
Investigation has revealed that Gawadia, over the last several years, has marketed himself to foreign military entities and other foreign persons and disclosed United States military technology secrets.
The FBI won't say who the alleged customers were. The UN says money for earthquake relief in South Asia is running low. It may have to ground helicopters that have been delivering supplies to cut off villages. The spokesman says that situation is grim. Set to carve the Halloween pumpkin, easy does it, says Stacy Doyen with the American Society of Hand Therapists.
The sharp knives that are often used, kids and adults can easily cut their fingers. You can also, because of some of the forces that are applied to some of the pumpkins, you can actually strain the ligaments and tendons around your wrist.
And Doyen says children should never carve a pumpkin on their own. And just ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up almost 4 points. This is CBS News.
Top three reasons I'll be at Home Depot's end-of-season savings event? Well, number three is 30% off. You got to be kidding me. Come on. Number two is they're not kidding me. You get 30% off, you know. And the number one reason, it's that whole 30% off thing again.
Hurry in now to the Home Depot and get 30% or more off all yellow tag merchandise throughout the store. It's the end-of-season savings event only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
You know, it's amazing how many things you can do online these days. Plastic surgery online is still a few years off, but I bet they're working on it. And what about doing all your car insurance business online? Well, it's already here. At Geico.com, you can do most everything. Change drivers, change cars, change coverage, change your oil. I made that last one up. Geico.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
As more people start to head out, we're starting to see some problems roll in. Eastbound I-70, we have a three-car crash on the shoulder just past Pecos, so some jamming with that. Northbound I-25 now running heavy from Alameda. That's because of a left lane stall and then a crash blocking the left and center lanes on your approach to Colfax. Now southbound I-25 slows coming out of the Thornton area into downtown. And we have a new accident coming in on Highway 2 at Quebec. Now southbound 225, looking at brake lights for the ride into the tech center. And the turnpike now bunching up Denver-bound near Federal. Checking out the forecast, going to be a nice one today with sunny skies and highs in the 70s. We're at 45 degrees right now. I know this is nosy, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Did you remember to use your Flonase with Ticazone 4 P&A nasal spray this morning? And if you forgot, I'm here to remind you to use your Flonase. Aren't you glad I asked these nosy questions? I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's the ultimate guys weekend. Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, for the third annual Stevenson Automotive Gears, Games, and Gadgets. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. Stop by the AM 760 booth and test your skills on the climbing.
Visitor Center at 303-499-2020 for your free DVD. Again, that's 303-499-2020.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here, partly cloudy, high today of a 70, 303-713-7600, couple of lines open. Just so you know that I wasn't just pulling it out of the thin air about Janice Rogers Brown. Janice Rogers Brown once made this statement. She is called the Revolution of 1937. That's when the Supreme Court began to consistently sustain New Deal legislation against legal attack. She said that was a disaster that marked a triumph for our socialist revolution in this country. Now, you know, most of the stuff that was contained in the New Deal, I mean, I don't have to give you like a history lesson. I know you know that most of the stuff that was contained in the New Deal, this administration would like to dismantle and neocons would like to kill, and it's some of the stuff that we take for granted. But that's just a little bit about Janice Rogers Brown. There's more out there about her. She has a hostility fundamentally to civil and constitutional rights and principles. She is committed to using her power as a judge to twist the law in ways that undermine those principles. This is according to Hillary Shelton, director of the NAACP Washington Bureau. For the administration to bring forward a nominee with this record, now this was back when she was nominated for the appellate court, with this record and hope to get some kind of credit because she is an African-American woman, is one more sign of the administration's political cynicism. In a report release called Loose Cannon, notes that when Brown was nominated to the state Supreme Court in 1996, I believe that's in California, she was found unqualified by the State Bar Evaluation Committee, based not only on her relative inexperience, but also because she was prone to insert conservative political views into her appellate court opinions and based on complaints that she was insensitive to established precedent. So, I just didn't make that up about Janice Rogers Brown. Now, if you're just getting up this morning and just joining us, let me tell you what's going on. CNN, CBS News, the New York Times all report that Scooter Libby is going to get indicted today. That's Dick Cheney's chief of staff. And that Karl Rove will remain under investigation. And we'll have official word of that later on this morning. So that's what's happening so far. And there may be some other things involved in this, too, that we just don't know about. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Derek in Loveland. Derek, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Derek, I'm doing great. What about yourself?
Actually very good for this morning. I've been waiting for this for a long time.
I think a lot of us have.
Well, I was calling, yeah, you took my stutter. You got a great research team on Janice Brown. I was going to tell you to have that other caller just go Google her and affirmative action or her and speeches, and you'll get a, you know, just a litany of speeches she's made and correspondence she's wrote. You're right on. She's all about killing the New Deal. She's all about helping other people, the least fortunate among us. So that's what I was going to tell you with that. But what I wanted to call about was, isn't it a bit interesting, after all the hubbub about everyone deserves an up or down vote, they must have an up or down vote, they yank Harriet Myers like she's a bad dog show. You know, they just strip her right out. What happened to the up or down vote? If she was so qualified and such a great, you know, judicial court nominee or Supreme Court nominee, why did she get yanked?
I think that's a really good question. They, you know, they always were yelling about that up or down vote. And early on when she was first nominated by the president, whatever that group is, People for the Advancement of America or whatever the case was, they were running ads about giving her an up or down vote. And then suddenly those ads just turned around and disappeared.
Yeah, you know, and if anybody that has been saying that the religious right is not running this country, I'm sorry, but take a look at what's going on here. Could you think of any other Democrats that would have that kind of clout and influence to force a president to withdraw his own nominee?
No, but part of it is, though, that Bush has got to go to his base because he's in trouble.
Oh, yeah. Well, you could, because nothing's getting done in Congress now. Nothing's getting done in Washington now. I don't hear a word about the Social Security reform. What happened to that big plan?
No, I guess it's dead on arrival now.
Well, I think a lot of his parts on his agenda, and it's just like, okay, look, you know, if you're not going to get your stuff passed, it's going to be beneficial to you. Spread some of it over to us that have been waiting for 6 years to get something done good for us.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know how much of a lame duck president he is. I think he is weak. You know, he's certainly suffering in the polls. The Harriet Meyer thing does nothing for his prestige. And the indictments today, the indictment that's going to come down today won't help in the vice president's office. And then you've got something else going on, which is the war. The war in Iraq continues to go on. We continue to lose lives over there. There is no exit plan out of this government. Things are just not going to get better until this government wakes up and until George W. Bush wakes up and realizes that he's made a terrible mistake. And then on top of that, there's this story in the National Journal. I read this at 6 o'clock. I don't know if you heard this or not. By Murray Waas, that Vice President Cheney and his chief of staff, Louis Scooter Libby, overruling advice from some White House political staffers and lawyers, decided, check this out, to withhold critical documents from the Senate Intelligence Committee in 2004 when the panel was investigating the use of pre-war intelligence that erroneously concluded that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, according to the Bush administration and congressional sources. Among the White House materials withheld from the committee where Libby authored passages in drafts of a speech that then-Secretary of State Colin Powell delivered to the United Nations in February of 2003 to argue the Bush administration's case for war with Iraq. I mean, these people, they know no decency, and they are not above board people.
Well, you can tell that, and this will be my last going out point because I know I'm out of time. You can tell that this, the president and his aides and everybody in his administration obviously had an ulterior motive with this war, because if they didn't, he wouldn't be up there all the time having to remind us that we're in a war and that we got attacked. You know, I don't, and I know my history well. I went to military school. I don't remember FDR in his fireside chat telling us, don't forget, we were attacked at Pearl Harbor. Don't forget, we've got to go do this. It was evident. We knew we were in a war.
Well, he's going to make a speech about the war on terror today.
Yes, and it's the same old that you hear every time.
I know it, man. It's disgusting. Hey, thanks for the call. Have a great day, too.
You too, bud.
Okay, talk to you. That frees up a line at 303-713-7600. This hour's $1,000 name is Andrew Ramsey. Andrew Ramsey of Parker. Did I get that correct? Yeah, it's Andrew Ramsey of Parker. And that's cash just for being a loyal listener to AM760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Sign up now at am760.net. All right, here we are doing open phones. We got Congressman Udall coming up after 8 o'clock. We'll repeat the interview with Larry Johnson that we did this morning at about 6:15. He knew Valerie Plame and does know her, and he'll talk about this CIA leakgate thing. And we're waiting for the indictment to come down on Scooter Libby. All the major news agencies are reporting that Libby's going to get it and Rove's going to remain under investigation. So we'll see what comes up with that. You can open phones. You can talk about anything you want to. I got a couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Arlene in Denver. Arlene, good morning. You're on AM760.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I'm sorry to switch gears a little bit, but I wanted to suggest to your listeners that they in Denver not to vote for the pro-comp referendum A. I am a school teacher, and I know DCTA endorsed it, but reluctantly. And what's going on is that in theory it is great, but in actuality they have no idea how to manage the program. And until they come up with some kind of management scheme, they're going to end up refunding the money that they're going to collect. And it truly is a disaster. It's going to be end up being principal pet kind of thing.
Well, you know what? You can switch gears. That's what open phones is all about. When you say principal pet thing, so in other words, teachers that are in favor with the administration in the school, they'll get rewarded, and teachers who are not in favor with the administration won't get anything.
To some extent, yes, because the paperwork and the amount of information that you're supposed to prove that you did this and you learned that, etc., who's going to judge it? And the people who are going to judge it don't really know what the criteria is supposed to be yet. I mean, they have an idea, but it's not figured out totally. They really don't have it down in management yet.
You can be in management without having been a teacher, correct?
God, I don't know. A lot of them are teachers. However, it seems that once they get up into administration, they forget what the classroom is about.
I mean, in other words, who makes these decisions about who gets the bonus money and who doesn't?
It's not bonus money; it's your raise, and it's
a raise or whatever. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and if it was printed in the DCTA slate, how it works. And it works okay for the younger teachers. It does not work well for old, longer-term teachers. And I understand some teachers get stuck in their ways. But what's going to happen, and I'm just about at school, so I'm going to have to get off the phone, is that they're not going to be able to figure out how to manage the program, how to implement the decisions. They're going to be bogged down in paperwork with documentation, just like they started doing when they wanted teachers to put forward portfolios for license renewal.
Mm-hmm.
And that just went out the window real fast. And it's just going to be a managerial, you know, figuring it out problem. It's not so much who's a manager. It's how do you decide this one worked, this one didn't.
Right.
Some really great teachers are not really great paper collectors. If you follow, and
yeah, I do follow. I follow what you're saying.
And that's no way to judge people. And you know, it's very hard to judge a good teacher from a bad teacher, but you know one when you see one.
All right, Arlene, thank you. Appreciate the call, and have a good day today at school.
Okay, thank you.
You bet.
And they should vote for C&D.
Okay, thank you, Arlene. I agree they should vote for C and D. All right, a couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, we'll do it. Now CNN is showing Ann Coulter again for a third time. God, doing. When a great deal comes from the very best company in its field, that makes it even better. So when Superior Carpet Care has a great deal, you know it's worth it. Superior Carpet Care will clean three rooms and a hallway in your home for only $125. You heard me right. Denver's premier carpet cleaning company is offering to clean three rooms and a hallway for only $125. And you get the same great service, the same great quality from the company that Mary and I wholeheartedly recommend, that we trusted with our money, and they did a great job. Superior Carpet Care is a family-owned business, and they're people who care about your home. No matter who you've used before, you got to try Superior Carpet Care, and you'll see and feel the difference in the carpets, and you'll always have them back. They're that good. So for $125, $125 for three rooms and a hallway, you just can't beat the price to go along with their superior work. So if you need your carpets or air ducts clean, take my recommendation. Call Superior Carpet Care, 303-TIRES,
folks. I'll match any of the competitors' prices, and I'll put them on in a half hour with appointment. 303-771-9800, Aspen Goodyear.
Live, local, and left, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:21, 21 minutes after 7. Partly cloudy, and a high today near 70. The sky looks really weird out there this morning. Pink. It looks pinkish. 303-713-7600, three lines open here. It's open phones. They're saying now, news sources are saying now, that Patrick Fitzgerald will hold a news conference to lay out his, the results of his 22-month investigation, and that will be at 2 o'clock this afternoon Eastern time. So what is that here? What's that here? Noon. So 12 noon. So grab some lunch, sit down in front of the tube, and watch the fireworks. So that's going to happen at 12 noon this afternoon, our time. Daylight savings time, too, is, by the way, going to end this weekend as well. I've forgotten about that. Make sure you set your clocks back on Saturday.
Fall back on Saturday night.
Yeah, tomorrow.
I always mess this one up, Jay.
Boy, I do too. And aren't you glad that it happens on Saturday instead of Sunday? Because, man, you and I'd be either an hour early or an hour late for work.
It'd be beneficial for us this time around because we'd actually gain an hour of sleep. The one when we spring ahead is the one that kills me every year.
You know, it doesn't do me any good. I still wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, regardless. That doesn't make any difference. So now I'll be waking up at like 2 o'clock in the morning. All right, three lines open at 303-713-7600. Get off your half moons and get connected to the program. Let's go to Chris in Golden. Chris, good morning. You're on AM 760.
How's it going, Jay?
Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm actually almost in Conifer now.
Wow.
Is it just me, or does this show just get better and better every day?
Well,
I don't know. You got to be feeling pretty good about that.
I don't know if it does get better. I don't know. You have to tell me. Sometimes I think I get too excited and I'm too loud.
Well, you know, I wouldn't worry about that, man. I think that's what gives the show so much of its appeal, that people call in and you actually care about the issues, or at least they seem to care, you know, and sort of lay everything out there. I just wanted to make a couple of points. I just can't believe, like, how despicable and just unbelievable this whole thing has turned out to be. I mean, for God's sake, like, a woman's career is completely ruined. For what, you know, to advance some political agenda,
right,
in Washington. I mean, it's just totally built on lies. I mean, what is this country coming to when there are still people out there that support, you know, an administration and a president who has so blatantly lied about everything, that has resulted in this faulty war? I mean, it's just incredible to me. I mean,
the vice president's office and the administration felt threatened by Joseph Wilson, and they were looking for a way to discredit him. And so what they did was they tried to do it by smearing his wife, by smearing
right.
a CIA agent.
Right. That is just totally ridiculous to me. And we know that it happened. We know why it happened. Fitzgerald, just like you said previously, is going to lay everything out today for everybody so that everybody can understand exactly what these people are all about. You know, there's no level that they won't stoop to you know, advance whatever policy that they want in Washington, even if it means, you know, a war that so far has you know, killed another 2,000 Americans. I mean, it's basically incited more violence in the Middle East as far as I'm concerned. And you know, whenever you have these conversations with people that call themselves Republicans that try to pretend like they support, you know, what's going on, they never have a good answer for any of these questions. They can never, you know, defend their position. It's always, you know, skepticism, you know. Well, I don't know, you know, this is just the Democrats trying to, you know, spin some sort of a, you know, web to demonize this administration. And it's like, no, you know, these are facts. You know what I mean? This isn't like spin, like you guys are so accustomed to engaging in, because you can't build your case on any kind of merit or fact.
Well, you know, you got to ask them. Like, were they minimalizing the crime? Were they minimalizing it? First of all, to even equate perjury on a private sexual matter with the outing of a CIA agent is absurd. But were they making the same case when it was Bill Clinton? No, I don't think so. And when you debate them about the war, here's something that they always fall back on. And I used to get trapped in this until I did some reading and figured out what they were up to. They'll always tell you, well, Bill Clinton's thought the same thing that the Bush administration did, and he said it, that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. No, what Bill Clinton said was that Saddam Hussein may have had, or might have at the time he said this, might have biological and chemical weapons, and that's why the inspections should continue. He never once made any kind of a statement about them having any kind of nuclear weapons, nor did he ever say anything about us going to war over it.
Yeah, you know, and Joe Wilson is assigned to a mission to Niger to check this stuff out, you know, basically discredit any argument that they're selling uranium to Iraq, and this is what he gets for it. You know, his wife, you know, not only was she put in danger as far as I'm concerned for being outed, but her career is over.
Yep.
You know, how would you feel, you know, if that happened to you or your wife or somebody that you love? You know what I mean? Like, if their life was just completely torn apart by this. I mean, people forget about, I think, the human aspect of this whole thing. You know what I mean? We're talking about here. You know what I mean? This isn't just some, you know, faceless, nameless person. You know what I mean? And I think that the common theme here with these people is that it's all about me. It's not about you. And if you think for one second that ignoring the poverty problems in this country or ignoring education, cutting these programs because you bankrupt the country with your, you know, with this unjust war, if you think that these problems are going to come back to get you or to affect you just because you're doing all right now, then think again. You know, that's what made this country great in the first place, is that we take care of our own. You know, and I think that's the major difference between, you know, us and them. And that's all I have to say, Jay. Thanks.
All right, man. Great call. Have a good day and have a good weekend. Well, he's absolutely right about that. Plus, you know, now we've got Hurricane Wilma, in which Jeb Bush is trying to cover for his brother by saying, well, if there are problems, blame it on me. But once again, this administration shows that it can't manage a crisis. And you've got the people trapped in Cancun. Well, you're telling me that the government can't fly transport planes down there and get those people out? This is a guy, this is an administration. This is an administration that has campaigned. I mean, this administration has campaigned on the idea that they can handle all this, that they can manage all this. And what has it turned out to be? It's turned out to be that they can't do it. By the way, we will carry Patrick Fitzgerald's conference, his announcement. We'll carry it live here at noon on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. We will not provide the champagne nor the refreshments to go along with the celebration, but we will. And if you know what, if it's wrong to celebrate it, I'm sorry. I plead guilty right now. Because to me, you know something? To me, these people are getting what they deserve. They're getting what they deserve for what they did. They really are. And Karl Rove remains under investigation. Boy, I hope he just, you know, leads a tortured life as Fitzgerald pokes around. This guy's a no-nonsense prosecutor. Just ask George Ryan, the former governor of Illinois, who Fitzgerald did a classic thing there. He put people who were around the governor under the squeeze, and those people turned around and cooperated and flipped and got the governor in trouble. The ex-governor, I should say, because he wasn't the governor. when he was indicted. All right, 303-713-7600. I got two lines open. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about coming up next hour? We got Congressman Udall on referendum C&D, and we'll ask him what he thinks about these indictments. We will replay the riveting interview with Larry Johnson coming up around 8:30, about an hour from now. If you missed it this morning at about 6:20, he knows Valerie Plame. He trained with Valerie Plame and knows the insides, and we'll replay that interview for you. 7:30 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. We are seeing some problems for your drive this morning, but some good news. First, eastbound I-70 had a three-car crash off to the shoulder near Pecos. That has been completely cleared out of the way now. Still a little slow from Federal all the way over to Brighton Boulevard. We have a wreck working northbound I-25 at Logan Street Bridge. Then we're slow from Alameda because of a left-lane stall and a crash. That one blocking the left and center lanes. Northbound I-25 approaching Colfax and southbound I-25. Running heavy from Thornton North Glen into downtown and through T-Rex. Now, crews are working to clear a crash on Highway 2 at Quebec and southbound 225. Now seeing brake lights for a ride into the tech center. And the turnpike bunching up just a little bit eastbound between Federal and Pecos. Checking out the forecast. Going to be a nice one today with sunny skies and highs in the 70s. We're at 46 degrees at the moment. But the Breeders' Cup Thoroughbred Championship at Arapahoe Park and Havana Park in Aurora. The Breeders' Cup, anything can happen, and it usually does. Bet on the action at Arapahoe and Havana Park. Call 303-690-2400 for more information. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
And get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? It's time to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One services at 1-800-550-7735. Are you behind in paying medical bills or personal loans? Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Call Care One services for a consultation and debt analysis at 1-800-550-7735. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. So if you're over your head in credit card bills, call now and receive a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-550-7735. That's 1-800-550-7735.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2000. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today. Or get more info at g3denver.com.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does. And they put it in writing. That's right. They're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
Miles of powertrain protection. I'll see you out there tomorrow at Rockies for the Slasher Sale.
Learn how you can use your flex dollars to pay for your LASIK surgery. That's 303-499-2020 or BoulderEyes.com.
Now it's getting serious. Jay Marvin is on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:34, 26 minutes in front of 8 o'clock, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Hi today, here 70-303-713-7600, two lines open, and it's open phones here this morning. Congressman Udall coming up after 8 o'clock, and then we'll replay the Larry Johnson interview. Larry Johnson, who's in the CIA and knows Valerie Plame, has talked to her, and we'll get his perspective on the indictment that is going to come, supposed to come forward today, 12 noon our time. We'll carry it. Fitzgerald's announcement here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. At noon, he's going to seek an indictment, according to the New York Times, CNN, CBS News, and all the rest of the sources, against Scooter Libby. What kind of, you know, grown man has a name like Scooter? I. Lewis Scooter Libby and Karl Rove remains under investigation. Plus, there could be other people involved that we just don't know about. There's supposed to be a mysterious Mr. X in all of this, who Fitzgerald knows. And you know something? Maybe he'll tell us who this mysterious Mr. X is. All right, and have you ever noticed something? You know, I want to say something else real quick before we go to the phones. Do you remember President Bush? Do you remember George W. Bush standing up maybe 2, 3, 4 weeks ago when gas prices were really high? Not that they're cheap now. But he was standing up telling us to conserve. Do you remember that? If you sit down and watch the news channels, pick your news channel. If you really want to see some sick news, pick Fox. But go to MSNBC or CNN. All of these people travel in these cars that suck up gas. I mean, Scooter Libby arrives at work in what looks like one of these Magnums. One of these, what are those, Dodge Chrysler Magnums? Dodge Magnums? With the big engines, those things, you know, those things are not, I mean, we're not talking hybrid city here. And the president drives around in all those SUVs. So why don't they take their own advice? Why don't they conserve and cut down and get like six-cylinder vehicles and drive them around, or maybe four-cylinder? All right, let's go back to the phones and go to Dean and Greeley, who's been hanging on. Dean, thank you for waiting. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Dean.
So I had a question for you about the... supposedly an investigation going on into who's backing the anti-CND folks, who's bankrolling them.
Right.
I'll take my answer off the air. I'll hang up the phone. But I was wondering if you had an answer for that, or if there's been any turnover in that, or possibly you could pose that to Mark Udall when he gets on.
Yeah, I will pose it to him, and I don't think there has been, and they've hidden who's contributing. And people think that it's, they suspect that it's out-of-state interests, including Grover Norquist and others who are contributing to it. But John Caldera and the Independence Institute and the Colorado Club for Growth won't tell us who their backers are, and that right there ought to lead most people to be suspicious about them.
You know, I heard something, well, I saw something on the TV this morning regarding who was backing the pro-passing of CND. They listed all these corporations.
Right.
So it just doesn't seem fair that, you know, the anti folks get to list all these corporations that are, you know, backing the passage of CND. And, you know, we get stonewalled when we try to find out, you know, the truth of who's actually bankrolling the people that are against it. Just doesn't seem right.
Well, because they claim that their commercials, they claim that the spots they run are educational and that they're a tax-exempt organization and that the spots they run are educational or informational and they're not political spots, and that's how they get out from underneath it. And I agree with you. They're hiding something, and I think
and
that they should come
it.
Forward.
You they'll know, they'll stall the case until after November 1st,
right?
And then it will come out, and it won't make a hill of beans.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I mean, I would go to anybody who is planning to vote against C&D, and I would just ask him this question. Forget about all the arguments about the money. ask yourself, what kind of people won't tell you who contributes to their media campaign?
Exactly.
You know, because
I can afford $100 a year.
Right, exactly. I mean, who is it that's out there that's giving the money, and why is it that they don't want us to know?
They'd look bad. They you know, people would be exposed and they'd say, "Oh, I'm actually going to vote for Sandy instead." So
all right.
If you could pose that to Mark when he gets on, that would be great. See if he has any specific insight. That would be wonderful.
All right. You want to know something? I'm writing it down to make sure I ask the question.
Awesome.
Okay, man. Thank you.
Thanks,
I appreciate
Jay.
It.
You're doing a great job.
All right. Thank you so much. We got one of my all-time favorite people coming on in the next segment, John Nichols, who was on the other morning about this whole CIA plane thing. Do we need to break now to get him on? Okay, let's go to Ann in Denver. Ann, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Ann.
You know, I've been doing some real soul searching about this country, and with the information that came out yesterday about the record profits for Exxon.
Right.
I'm thinking to myself, here we have families sacrificing their sons. We have soldiers sacrificing their lives. Some of them, their limbs. Some of them have brain damage. We have 45 million people sacrificing health care. We have tons of people sacrificing their pensions they've paid into. And I just do not see politicians or corporations sacrificing a damn thing. And I'm wondering what has happened to my country.
Well, I think what's happened to it is the big money has gotten into politics, and that we've lost control of what's going on. That's one of the reasons why I touted all the time on this show about Howard Dean's initiative to get big money out of politics by getting the everyday people like you, myself, and others to just give $25 or $30 a month to the Democracy Bonds, Democracy Bond Project. I mean, that's one way to do it. And the other thing is we definitely have to take back control of this country. We have got to get control of this country in the midterm elections, which means everybody's got to get out and vote. You got to encourage your friends to get out and vote. And you have to contribute to the candidates of your choice. And we have to get active. I mean, it's just imperative to get control of this country. We should have some kind, these oil companies should have some kind of an accounting. And plus, on top of that, the Republican-controlled Congress passed an energy bill that gave the oil companies tax breaks.
I know. It's incredible, the pork that's coming out of there. What I don't get is this country has gone way beyond capitalism. Way beyond, you know?
Well, it's gone into some kind of corporate managed society, I guess, and we just have to break the stranglehold of these people.
I know, but I email, I write, I vote. My God, I've never missed a vote. And I'm 56 years old, and I'm just seeing my country slip away.
Well, I think good things are going to happen. I believe good things are going to happen. I believe that we're going to make a rebound in 06. I firmly believe this. I'm positive about it. And I think 08 is going to be good, too. And I think that the right wing, particularly the ultra-right wing, or as one blog said yesterday, the wing nuts, I think they're fooling themselves as to what's going to happen in 06. And I think we're going to make significant gains in 06. And maybe with the grace of God, things will happen locally, like Angie Piccioni will beat Marilyn Musgrave, and that would be something good, too. Listen, Ann, I got to run. Thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it, and have a good weekend.
You too, Jay.
All right. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. Our buddy John Nichols from The Nation.
For saving coupons and a location near you, visit BrakesPlus.com. America comes to Brakes Plus. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Daddy, what is a Supreme Court?
To a five-year-old.
What does Category 5 mean?
Today's world can be hard to understand.
Something happening here.
What is AC?
Back to Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Spill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at G3.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right. They're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's E-N-G-L-E HomesColorado.com.
Good morning, 747, 13 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. Partly cloudy today, a high near 70. Right now, Boulder, though, it's cloudy. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along. Let's go to our favorite person, John Nichols with Nation Magazine. John, good morning.
Good morning. What a day.
All right. At last we talked... We knew that there were not going to be any, we weren't going to get any information. Now it's leaked out all over the place that Libby's going to get it, and Rove so far dodges a bullet. What's your take on it?
Well, Fitzgerald, the special prosecutor, has scheduled a press conference for 2 p.m. East Coast. I think if my timing's right, that's 11 a.m. your time?
I think it's noon.
Noon your time, I apologize. And at that press conference, the line is that he will say the grand jury is going to indict Libby, who is, of course, the closest man in government to the Vice President of the United States, and that he will say that there's not an indictment of Karl Rove, but the investigation continues. And that's really the big news. On Wednesday afternoon, following the sitting of the grand jury, Fitzgerald sat for 45 minutes with the chief judge of the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. The chief judge is the only person with the power to extend the life of the grand jury. We also know that Fitzgerald has just leased substantially larger office space across the street from the place where he has been working out of. So what I think we're looking at is a situation, much like Winston Churchill said, this is not the beginning, this is not the end, but it is the end of the beginning. We're about to start, perhaps, really serious investigation. It will look more at Karl Rove, but much more significantly, it will look beyond Scooter Libby, I hope, and toward the man he worked for.
Well, you know, Fitzgerald has a habit of getting the lower people on the end of the ladder and squeezing them to try to get them to give him what he wants about the higher-ups. We saw that with George Ryan, the one-time governor of Illinois.
But that won't work with Libby. I mean, I have to emphasize, I've followed these people for a long time. I would be truly shocked if Scooter Libby turned on Cheney. But what I do think is possible is that as the investigation extends, it will be possible to find other folks who may provide information. What is really significant, and this is the big deal, in the documents that Fitzgerald releases, and he has a website set up where I suspect we'll see a lot of that, in the documents he releases, we're going to want to look very closely on how he describes Scooter Libby's wrongdoing and how he describes what was going on in the vice president's office. We're also going to want to look closely at anything he says about Rove. At this point, it looks like Rove is not going to be indicted. But remember, Rove is, in many senses, one of the two conduits between the vice president's office and the president's office. Rove went back and forth a lot. The other, of course, being the vice president himself. So we're really going to want to take a close read of those documents and see, is this where Fitzgerald is going? Is he really serious about doing what must happen, which is an honest investigation, not merely of the question of whether a CIA agent was outed and whether people lied about it, but why this was going on, what was happening. Was there a massive government conspiracy to deceive the American people about the reasons for going to war? And was there a determination to punish those who revealed information about that behind-the-scenes activity, i.e. Ambassador Joe Wilson?
Do you think that's where it's going?
I think it could go there. And I think that the extension of the investigation opens that possibility. Now, Jay, if you ask me, will we get there? I'm still very skeptical. I mean, that's a huge deal. But remember, in early 1973, if I was on your show and someone said, do you think that this investigation of the break-in at the Watergate building is really going to go anyplace? I might have said, I'm dubious. But in fact, it did. And I think that we have to recognize we have not been wrong, those of us who for a long time have said this administration lied about the reasons for going to war and that they tried very hard to punish people who revealed the truth, Joe Wilson being the classic example of that. I think it's very interesting what's going to happen. And if indeed, and remember this is still the big if Fitzgerald has gotten permission to expand this inquiry, then that is one of the more exciting developments we've had in the politics and the governance of the nation in a very long time.
Do you think we'll find out today if he's gotten that authority?
Yeah, I think we will. Because, frankly, he's having a press conference, and the first question, I would imagine, will be, is your investigation finished? And if he says, no, my investigation goes on, we have permission to either continue with this grand jury or to impanel a new grand jury, both of those are possibilities, then this is not finished. And as long as this investigation is not finished, as long as it is ongoing, there are real possibilities for major revelations here. Now, again, I caution people. I'm laying out a scenario that I think is very important for people to understand.
Right.
I caution people not to think that, we're 2 days away from the vice president being impeached or something like that. This is a very long process. Doors will be closed. Fights will be had. Lawsuits will be filed, I anticipate. But there is at least the possibility, finally, after 3 years in which the Congress has failed to investigate, in which very little scrutiny has been brought to this administration, that we might really get beyond just sort of the petty fights over who revealed what name to which reporter and into the fundamental questions of why was that name revealed? Why was it so necessary to punish Joe Wilson for saying that the information on which the United States went to war with Iraq was either doctored or misused or in some way turned against itself in a manner that made it possible to argue for a war that was unjustified?
Do you think we'll ever find out, or at least today will we find out, who really did leak Valerie Plame's name?
Now, you see, you should get a job in journalism or something. That's the fundamental question.
I don't I don't think, no, I can't write.
Well, but you know what? That's the big question, and this is the interesting thing. The line, as of this moment, and we do not remember, this is all speculation, ABC, CNN, New York Times, you know, have generally all been on the same page, and a lot of other people I've talked to, so my sense is that we're starting to get a good read on what's going to happen, but it is still speculation. But the speculation now is that Libby gets hit for perjury, not for necessarily being the one who released the name, even though we know he talked to Judith Miller and others. So we don't know. No, I think it is very possible.
Are we ever going to find out?
Well, I think so. I do believe that we're going to come out of this with a pretty good sense, even today, of who was in play here. And Fitzgerald could actually say that in his documents without indicting someone. He can. There's one thing I'd really like to have revealed. This is the one thing I'd like to know. Who were the two sources for Robert Novak?
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's not Judith Miller. It's not Matt Cooper. It's not these two Washington Post guys. It's not all these other journalists. It was Robert Novak who did the deed. And we also know that Robert Novak has cooperated with Fitzgerald.
So Fitzgerald must know who the two sources are.
He has to. And so that's probably the key thing that we might get as regards to that question today, which is two names. You know, and he said, among the people who testified before the grand jury is Robert Novak, who said A and B told him about this. If that's the case, then we'll know a lot more. But remember, Novak's A and B could be journalists. You know, I mean, or could one of a B could be a journalist. The one A could be an you know what I mean?
Yeah,
or it could be somebody else altogether.
What kind of journalist though would have that kind of information if they didn't get it somewhere from inside the administration?
Well, that's what I mean. You know, it's sort of like Novak hears it from Rove, and then Judith Miller says to Novak, "Yeah, Scooter Libby told me that too." Now, does that mean that Novak says, I've heard from two people in the administration, I know two people in the administration who say that Valerie Plame is a CIA agent? You know, this is going to be, we're going to learn a little bit more about how Robert Novak does journalism. It may be kind of messy, and I've been a journalist for a very long time, and I can tell you that the sourcing of stories, especially very controversial stories, is not always the prettiest or cleanest process. You try to get the truth. But getting there sometimes involves cobbling together information from a lot of different places.
All right,
Novak describes that, that's going to be a big deal.
All right. You making any talking head show appearances?
I did Hardball the other
day. Yeah, Chris Matthews cut you off, man. I really hated that.
Well, no, but he was pretty I thought he was pretty decent to me. He let me say the basics, you know, and that's I didn't have a problem with Chris. And I'm doing MSNBC with Ron Reagan, and then CNBC wanted me today, too. You know what the biggest problem is? Everybody wants to talk about this. And finally, everybody wants to talk about Cheney, who I wrote a book about. And so I've been doing a lot of this stuff, and we'll see how many turn up.
I've got to
do On Point on NPR and stuff like that. But bottom line is, I'd like to start the day with Jay Marvin.
There you go. Can we get you back on Monday?
I'm sure we can. Yeah,
okay.
Give me a buzz.
You're the best.
Take care, brother. And this is a really exciting and interesting day.
It is, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Okay, man.
All right, thanks. All right, there's John Nichols, one of my favorite people from The Nation magazine. If you want to read his stuff, go to The Nation's website, and he's got a blog there, and it's really good stuff. All right, Mark Udall coming up next hour, and we'll replay the Larry Johnson interview. Larry Johnson was in the CIA, and Larry Johnson knows and talks to Valerie Plame, and we'll talk about her a little bit. And we'll also give you his view of this. And he's got some pretty explosive, interesting things to say. And I hate to use the word explosive because it sounds so, you know, radio cliche-ish. But this guy's very, very passionate. Thanks for sticking around with us here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Taking talk radio in a Boulder new direction.
Call Beyer Laser Center at 303-499-2020 for your free DVD. Again, that's 303-499-2020.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Who compromised the identity of CIA operative Valerie Plame? Pieces of the puzzle in the leak investigation are beginning to fall into place.
Jerome, what's your mood today?
I'm going to have a great Friday and a fantastic weekend. Hope you do too.
Top White House aide Karl Rove on his way to work a couple of hours ago appeared to be upbeat. Sources tell CBS News Rove will not be indicted, at least not today. CBS's Gloria Borger says another key Bush administration figure may not be so lucky.
A source close to the investigation has told me that Lewis Scooter Libby, top aide to Dick Cheney, will be indicted today for making false statements. That is that the special prosecutor, Patrick Fitzgerald, will not be indicting him on the substantive charges that this case was convened to investigate, but rather for making false statements to the grand jury.
CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen says making false statements is a less serious charge than perjury and easier to prove.
If you're charged with perjury, which is essentially making a false statement under oath, there's heightened evidentiary requirements. You have to have two people come in and say that there was perjury. With a false statement, you don't have to have that burden, those two witnesses.
The special counsel will release information on the investigation 2 hours from now and hold a press conference at 2 o'clock Eastern Time. 4 days after Hurricane Wilma attacked Florida, they're still cleaning up, but it's getting a little easier to find gasoline, food, water, and ice. WFOR-TV Shamari Stone tells us conditions aren't improving across the board.
In Broward County, state and federal officials ordered 153 trucks of ice, water, and food, but only 76 trucks showed up. Also, in some of the poorest areas in Miami, such as Liberty City, the trucks aren't there.
Some people in that part of town are walking more than a mile to find a distribution point. Remember those $2,000 debit cards the government was supposed to give Gulf Coast hurricane victims? In Calcasieu Parish, President Hal McMillan does. McMillan says thousands of people in his part of Louisiana never got a dime. They were told that victims of Hurricane Rita didn't qualify.
I've been sort of like a chihuahua on a pants leg. I've been fighting for this ever since that niche group did not get that assistance.
The admiral in charge admits that FEMA needs to pick up the slack. Here in New York, police switchboards were busy overnight with calls about a mysterious smell in the air. A good smell.
It's the great maple syrup mystery. A sweet, delicious cloud descended upon the Big Apple. Dwight smelled it.
It smelled like a sweet maple syrup because I remember saying, God, does that smell good? It smells like breakfast. I'm hungry.
While Dwight salivated, others grew suspicious and called 911. From the Battery to Harlem, most of Manhattan smelled like IHOP. Police took air samples. They came back clean, so the mystery continues. Sean Adams, CBS News, New York.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow is up 59 points. NASDAQ is up 10. This is CBS News.
Why are you so dressed up?
Our meeting, remember?
The one about our retirement plans?
Honey, this is my boss's guy from Northwestern Mutual. We were referred...
Hold on. Mr. Harkness referred us to Northwestern Mutual?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Harkness referred us to Northwestern Mutual.
I have nothing to wear.
A quiet conversation with Northwestern Mutual is one of the most valuable conversations you'll ever have. Northwestern Mutual Financial Network. The quiet company. The Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
You've heard it's all about the O. Well, what does that mean? It means you have one place to go for a luxurious lifestyle. Overstock.com offers the web's best deals on designer fashions, books, music, sporting goods, bedding, assisted living products, all up to 70% off. Plus, affordable vacation packages and an auction department with hard-to-find one-of-a-kind items. Live operators 24/7, and it's $2.95 shipping on every order. Simple, safe, and easy. Overstock.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We are seeing a busy ride this morning northbound I-25, loaded up because of earlier accidents and stalls. Had one at the Logan Street Bridge and another one near Colfax. Those are gone, but the jam's still pretty heavy. Southbound I-25, slows coming out of the Thornton Northbound area, right into downtown and through T-Rex. And we're seeing brake lights southbound 225 from Parker Road into the Tech Center. And crews are working to clear a crash on Highway 2 at Quebec. And the Turnpike, we're slow now from Federal over to Pecos if you're headed Denver bound. Checking out the forecast, sunny skies today with highs in the 70s. We're at 46 degrees at the moment. Altitude Sports and Entertainment is a television home all season long for your Colorado Avalanche, Denver Nuggets, and Colorado Mammoth. They're only on Altitude. Available on Comcast Channel 25 or in high definition on Channel 665. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Al Franken is coming to Boulder. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk presents the Al Franken Show.
Welcome to the Al Franken Show, everybody.
We're coming to you from Boulder.
Live at the Boulder Theater. Wednesday, November 16th. General
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com. Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right. They're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? It's time to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One services at 1-800-550-7735. Are you behind in paying medical bills or personal loans? Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Call Care One services for a consultation and debt analysis at 1-800-550-7735. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. So if you're over your head in credit card bills, call now and receive a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-550-7735. That's 1-800-550-7735.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today. Or get more info at g3denver.com.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
Morning. It's 8:06, 6 minutes after 8 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Partly cloudy today, high near 70, although it's cloudy here in Boulder this morning. Let's welcome to the program to AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, Congressman Mark Udall. And Congressman Udall, good morning and welcome.
Hey, Jay, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Well, I'm tempted now to ask you what do you want to talk about referendum C or D, or do you want to talk about what's going on in Washington this morning?
There's always a lot going on here. Before we forget anything, I should give you my website, since I always forget them, huh?
Yeah, you do. What is your website?
Well, my campaign's www.markudall.org, Mark Udall, all one word. And then my official site is, of course, www.house.gov. G-O-V, and then a backslash, and then Mark Udall, all in one word.
Great.
And
well, you got that out right away. That's good.
Yeah, I let's do it. Let's get that done. Then, well, yeah, there's a lot going on here, that's for sure. If somebody exposes a undercover CIA agent, it's clearly a crime, and it's indicative of the way this White House has acted. And I'm glad, but I'm saddened by the fact that it's becoming more apparent this is how they do business. And if people were actively attempting to tell the world, tell the press who Joe Wilson's wife was and what she did for a living, then they ought to be held accountable. It's as clear as that.
Do you think that Karl Rove can stick around in his current position while he's under investigation, or should he step aside?
I don't know, Jay, but I think the right thing to do would be to step aside. It's what anybody in any other situation would do. But I'm not over there, of course. I'm down the street here trying to do all I can to get us on track to have a real energy policy that would make us independent and bring this deficit under control and work on health care for every American. But I think it's pretty clear there was a plot in the White House to retaliate against Ambassador Wilson because he pointed out the weakness in the administration's argument about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. It's as simple as that.
Okay, so we figure that Scooter Libby, if he's indicted, and it looks like he's going to be, he has to step aside.
Of course.
All right, so he's gone, but no definitive answer from you on Rove, though. If you
I think he should step aside.
Okay.
If there's any indication that Mr. Rove's involved in this, he should step aside. I haven't seen the actual report. I guess the U.S. attorney is going to have a press conference at midday today, I think, and we're hearing he's going to suggest that Rove will be under ongoing investigation. I think he should step aside.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough on that. All right, let's talk a little bit about C&D.
Yes.
Because it's by all accounts, it's going to be close. I mean, it's really going to be close. And how does C&D impact the state of Colorado on the federal level? We get matching funds for a number of programs, don't we?
That's the point to make. We get matching funds, whether it's transportation, Medicaid, to name two really big and important programs that affect all of us. And there are a myriad of other programs that are eligible for federal matching funds. And if we continue down the road we're traveling, we're not going to have access to those funds. That's a powerful argument for supporting C&D. And I've taken a position on this, even though, of course, my work is focused here in Washington primarily. But, you know, in the end, Jay, I'm a Coloradan. I intend to live the rest of my life in Colorado, regardless how long I serve in the Congress. And I think this is the most important vote that we faced in Colorado in decades, frankly. And all you have to do is look at the bipartisan coalition that's supporting C&D, from the governor to the leaders of our legislature to the business community to the environmental community, the city governments, the average citizens, to know that this has great and deep support, and it's important to pass it.
Somebody called up here and wanted me to ask you this question. The opposition, the Vote No, It's Your Dough, the Independence Institute, the Colorado Club for Growth, they don't have to disclose where their money's coming from. Do you think that's right?
I don't think it's right, and they've been very cagey about how they've handled it. You have to, I guess, tip your hat to their the quickness of some of the opponents of C&D, but at the same time, you have to call into question the veracity of what they're saying, and starting with their unwillingness to tell us where this money is being generated. It's a lot of out-of-state money, as you know, and it's a couple of very deep-pocketed individuals. I have no problem with people participating in the political debate in that way, but I think transparency is a key to the way our system ought to work.
Yeah, it amazes me that they don't have to answer, but I guess the way the laws are set up, they don't have to. But I've been asking this question. I mean, why would you want to vote for anybody or take anybody's position who won't tell you where their funding is coming from?
Well said. In a related vein, I think there's no excuse for any public official in Colorado to not have a position on C&D. There are some folks who want to parse whether this is a state or a federal issue. But as you point out, the impact on federal matching funds is enormous, and it makes it imperative. The weight of this makes it imperative that anybody who aspires to hold office in Colorado should have courage and stand up and say where they think this vote ought to fall.
Well, you know, to be honest with you, I don't know where Wayne Allard stands on this.
Well, Senator Allard, I think, has not made it clear. Rick O'Donnell, who's running in the 7th Congressional District, if there were Democrats who haven't made themselves clear, I think I'll call them out as well. But people ought to stand up and let the voters know where they think this vote ought to fall, because it's that crucial. And it's after all, leadership is about being willing to present to people where you think the state ought to go and what your vision is of the state's future.
And in the reverse on that, from the other side of the aisle, people like Mark Holtzman, who side with the Vote No, It's Your Dough people, we certainly have a right to hold this against him when he runs for governor.
Oh, most definitely. People disagree with his point of view on that. I think they got a number of ways to express it, that's for sure. But I have to say, at least Mr. Holtzman's, whatever his motivations, and I'm loath, for the most part, to question people's motivations, because, of course, what you send out can come back right at you. But at least he stood up and said, here's what I think, and campaigned hard for it, and people know where he stands, and then can make their decision on his gubernatorial race on those grounds.
12 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Congressman Mark Udall on the line with us. You know, we found out yesterday that the oil companies have made record profits. I mean, what was it for Mobil Exxon, like $10 billion?
It's outrageous.
And then in the energy bill, these oil companies were given tax breaks. How did that happen?
It's outrageous, Jay. It happened because the majorities in both the House and the Senate and the White House itself are beholden to the oil industry. That's the only conclusion you can draw. It would make sense if the revenues in the oil world went up because the price of oil has gone up, of course, but the profit margins should stay about the same, I would think. But the profit margins have gone up dramatically. The oil companies are on a PR campaign right now to suggest that this is within reason and within bounds, and they're comparing themselves to other industries. But they ought to be shouldering some of the responsibility here. Even the White House this week called them in and asked them to do something about lowering gas prices. But it brings to the table, I think, a discussion of a windfall profits tax or some other way of reinvesting all of our money, which is, after all, what's propping up the oil companies. Their profits are the average citizen paying enormous increases in cost for gasoline. That those monies could be reinvested in alternative energy sources, in helping people this winter who are going to see very high heating and gasoline bills. It's outrageous, frankly.
We passed the 2000 mark and lost men and women in Iraq, and still no plan to get out.
Yeah, there's no plan. We must withdraw, Jay, in a responsible way. I've put out this over the last months, as you know, an ongoing series of proposals. I'm about to put it out on my email system and here in Washington some additional thoughts about how we withdraw. It's clear how we can do so by involving the international community, by making it clear we don't have no interest in permanent bases, that we're not going to have a military occupation anymore in Iraq, that the oil revenues belong to the Iraqi people. But how we withdraw is just as important as when we withdraw. And I know within the Democratic Party there's a debate about whether we immediately withdraw or we do it on an ongoing basis. And if we leave a failed state behind, it'll deeply endanger our country. And that's, the responsible position. But we ought to see some real progress, particularly if this last round of elections in December is successful over the next year in beginning to bring our troops home.
We just need to get some plan out of the White House, but they don't seem to have one.
You know what their plan is? It's we're staying until we're leaving.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not helpful. It doesn't send a message to the world. It doesn't send a message to the states around Iraq that eventually this situation that we stirred up in their own neighborhood is one they're going to have to try and resolve. We haven't asked our international allies, and the Europeans in particular, to rejoin us. I think in doing all of that, we might have to eat a little bit of crow. We might have to admit we had it wrong from the get-go, but that we need their help now. And I think in the process we could restore our reputation as a country and then turn our attention to the broader threat of Islamic fundamentalism, which will involve using all of our tools, not just the military. And the generals will tell you, they'll be the first to tell you that you win this diplomatically and economically and politically. You don't win it militarily. Use force when you have to, but that isn't how, particularly in this, one general called a distributed battlefield, when you've got little pockets of these Islamic fundamentalists scattered all over the world, you can't use traditional military means to root them out and to defeat them. We have to come at it in a whole different way.
All right, one final question for you. A lot of us, are frustrated about this. I certainly am. Why won't Democrats, and John Kerry gave a speech about Iraq here the other day, Why won't the ones who voted for the war stand up and say, look, you know what, we were misled, I made a mistake, we weren't given the correct information, it's obvious. You know, they won't stand up and they won't say anything.
Yeah, I think John Kerry did the right thing, and as you know, he acknowledged that he wanted to do it 15 months ago. We could discuss what are the reasons for the fact that he didn't take that step. All I know is that those of us who voted against the war, as I did, those of us who proposed some other ways of proceeding against Saddam Hussein, it's interesting because I'd suggested we upgrade the inspections, and there was an idea of coercive inspections in Iraq. And if we had undertaken that approach, we would have discovered that Saddam Hussein didn't have weapons of mass destruction. The process, I think we would have weakened his government. We may have ended up with some of the same opportunities to transform that part of the world without our involvement, which has been very, very counterproductive. But I think we need to continue to call on the Democratic Party leaders to make the same kind of speech that John Kerry made, and hopefully then align the party around a process and a future for Iraq that we can then take to the voters next year. That's my hope, and the people like you who continue to beat the drums are important in this.
Well, thanks. All right, plug your websites one more time.
All right, www.markudall, that's all one word, .org is my campaign, and then my congressional site, www.house.gov, G-O-V, and then a / Mark Udall, all in one word. And come join us. There's a lot on those websites, and there are email links there, and we'd love to hear from you.
All right. Thank you, Congressman Udall. Really appreciate your time.
AJ, always, it's a pleasure, and you keep it up.
You got it. And we'll talk to you again.
All right. Take care.
All right. There's Congressman Mark Udall. It's 8:19, 19 minutes after 8. Now, we're going to, at 8:30, we're going to play back the Larry Johnson interview. Larry Johnson trained with Valerie Plame, knew Valerie Plame, and has some pretty strong words about, and he's a Republican too, by the way, has some pretty strong words about this whole CIA Plamegate situation. It's open phones, 303-713-7600. And somebody called in to say that Allard Musgrave and State Senator Greg Brophy all say no to C&D. And that's according to somebody who listens to the show who said that they were in attendance at a summit last week where they were all there. Or they attended a summit where they were all there, and they all said no to C&D. Figures, doesn't it? All right, 303-713-7600. I mean, I am so, when it comes to Marilyn Musgrave, I am so, you know, just Angie Piccioni, go. I mean, you know, it's like she's not my, I mean, that's not my congressional district. Mark Udall is my congressman, but man, I want to drop over there at her website and give her $5 or $10. I mean, get out there, and I hope she just beats Marilyn Musgrave like a scalded dog. Is that too strong? That harks back to my old days as a country music disc jockey. I don't want to make anybody in the animal rights movement upset. All right, 303-713-7600. Four lines open here at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Don't forget, Patrick Fitzgerald to explain and to lay out his 22.
Make sure it gets done right and leaves a lasting impression. Call Ali Productions at 303-736-8405. 303.
Don't buy a car or truck until tomorrow. Here's why. Rocky's Autos is having a slasher sale. And buying a car before then, well, you might as well just drive down, 36 and throw money out the window, because that's about exactly what it's about, or drive down I-25. You can go in now and preview the huge inventory for tomorrow, or you can pre-register for this sale online at rockysautos.com. Put an S on the end of auto there. It's rockysautos.com. Tomorrow, Rockies will slash hundreds, even thousands of dollars off every vehicle. There are some cars for $199. Now, the gates open at 8 a.m., and the first person behind the wheel gets first chance to buy when the slasher comes around to slash the price. So you owe it to yourself to wait until tomorrow for the best deal in town and get there early. I've been to these slasher sales before. You got to get there early because, if you want to get the best selection, you just got to get there early. And every automobile on Rocky's lot is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. I'll be out there tomorrow. I hope to see you. It's the slasher sale tomorrow. You can pre-register online at rockysautos.com or come out tomorrow. It all kicks off at 8 a.m. in the morning, but I get there early. I'll see you there probably around 7 or 7:30. That's a
validation or for education. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com. Equal housing opportunity. See website for licensing.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. morning, 8:24, 24 minutes after 8. High today near 70 under partly cloudy skies. Open phones, two lines open at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about, we'll do it. By the way, you know, there used to be this thing. I remember when they, you know, when I was a kid and I'd watch professional wrestling, right? And the announcer used to say when there was a what they call in professional wrestling a reversal coming up, the announcer would say, "Oh, and he went to the well one too many times," right? All right, here we are, waiting for the special prosecutor, Fitzgerald, who will do this at 12 noon. We'll carry it live. We've got that. We've got Harriet Myers. We've got all this swirling around in Washington, D.C. And what does Bush do? What does Bush do? Bush is out giving a speech now, right now, on terrorism. He goes right back to that whole war on terror business every time he gets into trouble. And I wonder, and you know, you can answer this. I wonder, does that still work? Do you think that still rings a bell? Or do you think people are on to that? That whole idea of going to the war on terror in order to get yourself out of trouble. Something to think about. A couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Tom in Golden. Tom, you're on AM 760.
Hello, Jay.
Hey, Tom.
Boy, I appreciate you and your program.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate you being here.
I really... especially appreciate your attitude towards your guests. Anyway, I just like you a lot.
Well, thanks, man. I really appreciate that.
A couple of small points, and then Udall said, "Can't leave a failed state."
Right.
Well, maybe we can't help them get a non-failed state. If they're determined to have a civil war and the Kurds have their part and the Shiites have their part, what, we stay in there until forever to make sure they don't split up?
I've said this before on the air. I'll say it again. I wish I had an answer. I mean, sometimes I think to myself, you know, that we just got to get out. We just have got to get out and allow those people, allow them to you know, to settle it for themselves, and whatever happens, happens. Because this government that we're propped up now, they've got allegiance to Iran, a lot of them. Ahmed Shalabi is in that government again. This is the guy who got us over there in the first place, helped to put all these lies that the administration funneled around all over the place through Judy Miller and the New York Times and every other place. But what happens if we just pick up and go? I mean, would it be worse or would it be better if we went out on a phased withdrawal?
Well, maybe a phased withdrawal, but there are people that argue that we're inciting a lot of the insurgency because The Sunnis think that their religion tells them to fight the occupiers.
Well, I think you're right about that. You know who else advances that theory? And Mary read the article last night. I haven't read it, but I plan to read it over the weekend. And you should score a copy of it. This is a week's New Yorker. Brent Scowcroft in there is making the exact same argument that you're making. He was advisor to Bush 1. He's making the same, he's basically saying the same thing you're saying, that by us being there, we're feeding the insurgency.
That's right. And so I don't think our withdrawal strategy can be we must stay until we're sure there isn't going to be a failed state. We may not only not be able to accomplish that, we may be encouraging it.
I'll tell you something. There's two things that I'm not sure of. And I know talk show hosts are always supposed to be sure of everything. But there's two things that I'm not sure of. I'm not sure how to get out of Iraq. That's one. And the other thing is, I'm not sure whether we got robbed in the election because of Ohio. I'm not sure about that either. Two things I can't make up my mind. Sometimes I think we should just get out, and other times I don't think we can just get out. I just don't know. I just don't know what the right thing is to do. I wish I did. I wish I was that smart.
I agree, Jay. I feel the same way, and this is the part of your personality that I really appreciate.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it, man. Have a good weekend and have a good day.
Can I say two other things real quickly?
Yeah, quickly, because I got to the traffic coming up.
Jeb isn't going to blame the federal government. The federal government isn't going to blame Jeb, but Jeb is blaming the people Didn't he say people should have been more prepared for no electricity?
Yeah. Yeah. Typical
and
Republican.
Quick thing, the guy from The Nation didn't say anything about trying to find out who forged the Niger documents.
Larry Johnson talks about that in the interview that's coming up.
Oh, cool. Thank you very much, Jake.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
And we got that Larry Johnson interview, and it is coming up here. It's 8:30 at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. It's open phones, and I got three lines open at 303-713-7600 on a record day here, a record couple of days here. So much going on, so much for you to talk about. Let's talk to Bailey about progressive traffic.
Well, thanks, Jay. We are seeing a sticky drive this morning. Crews are dealing with a multi-car crash northbound I-25. It's just past Hamden. We're jamming back to Orchard. It's also tying up southbound 225 with jams back onto Yosemite. Now, southbound I-25, slowing coming out of the Thornton Northland area into downtown and through T-Rex. And in Littleton, eastbound C-470 now jams between Santa Fe and University. The turnpike gets bunching up Denver bound from Federal over to Pecos. And checking out the forecast, going to be a nice one today. Sunny skies with highs in the 70s. We're at 46 degrees right now. Now at Albertsons, check the price and save money on the items you use the most. Compare for yourself and save with lower prices on thousands of items throughout the store. Albertsons, helping make your life easier. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Listening to the radio on your computer, so are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Are you worried about your cholesterol or blood pressure? What about your joints? With all the news lately, what should you do? Well, have you considered omega-3 fish oil? Millions already have because it's safe, natural, and it really works. Fish oil is proven to support healthy triglycerides and blood pressure. And now new research reveals powerful benefits for joints, wrinkled skin, even focus and concentration. If this sounds like you, we can help. We want to rush you a free bottle of Purity's Advanced Omega-3. Simply call 1-800-622-3114 and ask for your free bottle. We know that once you experience our omega-3, you'll become a loyal fish oil customer. With three times the power of ordinary fish oil capsules, our omega-3 delivers better and faster results. It's doctor-recommended, purified, and mercury-free. So what are you waiting for? Call 1-800-622-3114 for your free bottle and experience the miracle of fish oil. That's 1-800-622-3114.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at
G3 2005.
November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at G3Denver.com.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? service American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right. They're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Progressive Talk, and they'll immediately shave 10% off the price. And they offer products unique and specially developed to provide relief from pain in the heels, the ball of the foot, knee, hip, or back pain. So if you got any of those things, any of those issues going on, you got to go to Foot Effects. Call Foot Effects at 1-866-886-FOOT, or do what we did, Mary and I did. Stop by. They'll be given or served. I'm looking for the right word here. Since this morning, the New York Times and various other news agencies, including CBS, have said that Lewis Scooter Libby has been informed that he may be indicted and that he will be indicted today. Karl Rove will not get off the hook. He will remain under investigation. And coming up today at 12 noon our time, Patrick Fitzgerald, the special counsel, will talk to the press and unveil basically what's going on. This is an interview that we did this morning earlier around 6:20, 6:15, somewhere around in there, with Larry Johnson. Larry Johnson knows Valerie Plame. Larry Johnson worked in the CIA. And Larry Johnson has quite a bit to say, not only about the CIA, but also about Valerie Plame. And I want to replay the interview for you right now. As being a former member of the CIA, what damage has it done to her career having her outed like this?
She's lost her career. She has no career. When you spend 20 years as someone who is undercover, someone whose relationship with the Central Intelligence Agency is not publicly known, and then your government turns around and says that you, in fact, are an intelligence officer, and that you are, you know, running around doing, alleging that you were somehow betraying the president, which is a lie, then, you know, you don't have a career to continue with. And so she has literally suffered the damage to her livelihood, but beyond that, that outing also actually led to a specific death threat against her by Al-Qaeda.
And also, what about the people who worked around her or worked with her? Isn't it easy now for other countries to start following leads up and other people being exposed?
No, absolutely. That is, it would be one thing if the outing of her stopped with her. But then when she's outed, that identifies then the front company that she used. And that front company allows you to start working backwards to identify every individual who had contact with her in some form or fashion. And that, while I don't, you know, I have not been briefed specifically on any damage assessment, I just know that Valerie was not working on, you know, discovering the next Betty Crocker recipe,
right,
for, you know, English muffins. So she was out there working on issues pertaining to weapons of mass destruction. And by virtue of that, she was dealing with sources that didn't want to have any direct relationship with the United States. In fact, they probably didn't know they were dealing with the United States until the outing by Robert Novak. So this has had, I think it has the potential that it's left people dead.
How about the news this morning that the New York Times is running with and other news agencies that Scooter Libby may get indicted, but that Karl Rove is going to remain under investigation?
Yeah, I think I've heard there's been just lots of negotiation back and forth, offering of deals, some people trying to, come to a plea agreement. So I think there should now not be any doubt whatsoever that a crime was committed, a serious crime that goes directly against the security of this country and the security of this country in a time of war. And that you find some Republicans trying to excuse that as,
yeah,
you know, just, oh, business as usual, or as they call it, the criminalization of politics is just, you know, it shows how out of touch that party's becoming. And I say that as someone who's still is a registered Republican, but you know, they keep that stuff up. I'm not sure how much longer I can continue to affiliate with that.
That must really, I was just going to ask you, that must really outrage you when you sit back and you watch the talking head shows and you hear them try to minimize what's gone on, or that they try to say, well, it's hardball politics or it's business as usual, when you, having been in the agency, been in the CIA, you know damn well that it's not business as usual.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, it makes me long for the day when we can have full contact television. You know, you can get out and start throwing some punches at people. I know that's probably not a healthy attitude, but it's just, I mean, it is so outrageous. It's so, it is so despicable and low. And the fact that they try to trivialize this is, you know, just some game between a bunch of three-year-old kids. And unfortunately, what were the college Republicans 30 years ago that are now running the show, the Karl Roves and the Jack Abramoffs, that's exactly how they ran the college Republicans, this vicious, destroy anybody at any price. And it's just, it can't be allowed in this country, because at the end of the day, it's going to destroy us as a nation.
Do you ever think that those of us in the public will ever get a full accounting as to how much damage this outing actually did, or will the CIA kind of sit on that?
No, you never do. If you go back, you know, the public has never heard the full damage that was done from Alder James, the CIA officer who
right.
betrayed his own colleagues, and that's because some of the stuff is so sensitive. Again, one of the pieces that has also dribbled out in the last few weeks, or you know, last year, is the fact that one of the reasons Valerie came back to the United States and was, you know, operating from the United States as opposed to staying overseas full time, is there was a concern that she may have been compromised by Alder James. Nonetheless, even though she was compromised, she continued to work on sensitive missions and continued to travel overseas and was directly involved with espionage, which means recruiting people to be spies and running people who are spies.
22 minutes after 6, we're talking to Larry Johnson, who trained with Valerie Plame. Have you talked to Valerie Plame lately?
Yeah, and you know, I think she's a little bit, I don't want to say she's a kid waiting for Christmas, because this is anything but a time to celebrate, a time of awe and wonder. This, for her, has been just one of a terrible, painful experience for her family, to have to watch her husband and herself being maligned, excuse me, being maligned on television by just a whole host of people that don't even know him, being
yeah.
accused of a variety of criminal behavior by some Republicans. So it's been extremely painful, and she's not had anything approaching a normal life because of it. So hopefully this is not going to be over with the announcement of these indictments, because what has clearly emerged is the outing of Valerie Wilson went beyond just petty politics. This was part of an aggressive conspiracy to cover up the fact that this administration lied about its reasons for going to war.
Do you think that we will ever get to the bottom of who actually outed her and whether they knew what they were doing and did it consciously?
Yes. No, I'm pretty sure that Fitzgerald's going to get to that, because it looks like he has proceeded so methodically in this investigation, and coupled with the fact that he's really put pressure on people, and you know, the word circulating is that John Hanna, who was worked for Scooter Libby, and the David Wormser, someone who worked over at State Department for John Bolton, and also worked over in the National Security Council, that those guys have you know, become part of the rat squad.
What is you know, I've had a lot of people ask me this question. I can't answer it because I don't know, but it's come up. So Valerie Plame's career is destroyed. Is she's still on the CIA payroll, right?
Oh, yes, yeah.
What does she do every day now? Just report to work and man a desk? I mean, what does she do?
Well, I know what she does, and I'd just rather not get into it, because it's actually, they still have her doing some things which are important. But her ability to be promoted and
right.
to progress in her career is at an end, because of what these guys did. Because she now, you know, she can't be competitive, because to be competitive, it means you have to be able to go overseas and you have to be able to recruit people who are spies, and she's just not in a position to do any of that.
So basically, what the career target course she was on has now become totally and completely just
Yeah, that was destroyed. And you know, the sad thing about that is, just as a taxpayer, forget all this other nonsense. You know, this country has spent at a minimum, and this was in 1985 dollars, $250,000 to train her. So we've just basically thrown away $250,000. Now, you know, for some people that may not be a lot of money, but hey, in my book, that's still, you know, a good chunk of change that as a taxpayer, I'd rather we have it go into good use.
You believe, as a lot of us do, that the Bush administration basically fixed the intelligence to fit the situation, correct?
Yeah, there's no doubt about that now. I mean, clearly what has emerged as in the last week and a half in particular on this whole issue of the charge that Iraq was trying to buy uranium from Niger, the intelligence community, the analysts, their position was that there was no substance to that claim. And the source of that information, the report, was from the Italian intelligence service, who kept passing it to the United States. The Italians were also the source for the British claim that they knew that this was going on. So even though it's tried to present that there were multiple sources telling us that there was Iraq was trying to buy uranium, at the end of the day, it turns out it's the same country, Italy, their Italian service, their intelligence service, that was passing this on. And consistently over time, up to and through the president's address in January of 2003, the intelligence community kept telling the president, the vice president, and others, there is no substance to those charges. And yet, what did George Bush do? He went out and claimed that that was in fact the truth when it wasn't. And we've seen on this another issue that the claim that Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden were somehow working together. That's simply not true. And we saw George Bush reiterate that charge just 2 days ago.
Yeah, I saw that too and was shocked that he's still out, you know, shopping that whole thing and expecting people to believe it.
Well, if people say, oh, well, there was no pressuring of intelligence, I don't know what else you call it when, you know, you're asked to come in and tell the president, is there or is there not a tie? And you tell the president there is no relationship between Saddam and Al-Qaeda, and then the president turns around and says that there is. But the president is saying that I don't believe you, you don't know what you're talking about, even though your job is to sit down and go through all the intelligence and keep track of it. And so, you know, again, it's misleading. It is propagandizing. It's presenting information to the American people that is false. This is not a matter of opinion now. This is an established fact. You've got the 911 Commission that said no relationship. You even had the Rob Silberman Commission, no relationship. You have the intelligence communities, no relationship. And this president keeps saying that there's a relationship. I mean, at what point are the American people going to rise up and say, this has got to stop? You cannot keep saying something that's not true because you're getting Americans killed in the process.
All right, two quick questions because we're almost out of time. Number one, what about those forged documents? What do you make of that?
Well, again, the other information that's come out indicates that Stephen Hadley in the White House, the one who ultimately took responsibility, I guess he was the deputy national security advisor, took responsibility for the 16 words getting into the president's speech, had direct contact with the Italian chief of intelligence, and that there was definitely a White House role in that. That's what Fitzgerald is extending the investigation into now.
Okay, and last question. Have you heard this, that there is bad morale at the CIA and that Porter Goss has got the agency screwed up?
There is bad morale, and the basic reason for the bad morale is the CIA is blamed as having bad intelligence, which took us to war in Iraq, and you've got the White House attacking and outing intelligence officers. So the CIA is being made the scapegoat for a lot of things that was the fault of politicians, and then politicians, instead of being held accountable and responsible, are shifting the blame to intelligence professionals who are not in a position to come out and defend themselves.
Boy, that must make you sick as an ex-CIA agent.
That pisses me off.
Yeah, I can imagine. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Really, really do appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
You got it. Okay. There's Larry Johnson, who knows Valerie Plame, talks to her, and was in the CIA, trained with her, and pretty explosive stuff. All right, 8:48, it's, what does that make that, 8:48, it's 12 minutes, that's right, in front of 9 o'clock. I'm so intensely concentrating on the Larry Johnson thing. We'll put that on our website so you can play that for your right-wing friends who believe that this president and this administration is on the level. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Tire inspection and receive a tire tread depth gauge for free while supplies last. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
trick, you just don't get it.
Or treat.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
No tricks here.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right. They're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, "Je voudrais le poulet et le riz."
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-339-1195. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at
G3 2005.
November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at G3.com.
Please call my good friend Ed Bagwell at 303-433-1718.
This is Dave Logan. For a limited time, buy two windows and get the third one free. Call 303-233-0833.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's J. Marvin. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:53 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Partly cloudy, high today near 70. J. Marvin along with you, and it's nice to have you along, and hope you have a good weekend, and we got another hour together, and it's open phones at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about is fine. Let's go to Ben in Lakewood. Ben, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Ben. How are you?
Good, good. The reason why I was calling is because earlier I was on my way into work, and I almost spit out my coffee when I heard that Rick O'Donnell was in favor of C&D, because that's been a fallacy that has been going around, and it's not true in a lot of ways.
No, I think Congressman Udall said he didn't know where Rick O'Donnell stood, and that Rick O'Donnell should be more public and more vocal about it. And then what I read is that they had some kind of a get together. I don't know if O'Donnell was there or not.
No, well, the thing is, he's been dodging the issue from what I've been reading in the news, and it's because he's running for Congress and he doesn't want to tick off his base.
Right.
And he has refused to show up at any C&D events, and with the exception of Hank Brown, I don't know if there's a more powerful person out there who could lobby for education issues in our state for a grad student like me. So that's what really got my nerves going.
That's a really good point. Why doesn't he take a position on this?
And not only that, he's been in Europe. He refused to campaign, and he got a fellowship in Europe. I'm not sure if you read that article in the paper, but the one time he has a chance to come back to his state, where he's actually running for Congress in, is the one time that Dick Cheney's in town to raise him money.
Right. You know, isn't that amazing?
It is.
You know, I mean, right, you know what, if I were running for Congress right now, there's a couple of people I really wouldn't want to associate with, and one of them would be Dick Cheney.
Oh, yeah. No, not a doubt about that.
I mean, considering what's going on in the news, would you want to be hanging out with Dick Cheney?
Not really, no, to be honest.
Amazing.
I really think so, too. And I know one of your pet peeves in the world is Marilyn Musgrave, but the more that I've been reading about Rick O'Donnell, I mean, we're going to have our next Marilyn Musgrave if this guy gets elected.
Who's running against him, do you know?
Ed Perlmutter, actually, is the Democrat.
Oh, that's right. And also, isn't Peggy Lamb running against him?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, Peggy Lamb, too, but I don't think she has as much of a shot as Ed. Ed is sort of the big gun in the district from what I've been reading. And I've been involved in several of the JEFCO Dems and whatnot. And so it sounds
I've met him before. He's a really nice guy.
Yeah, but I think the urgency has to get out there that this guy is going to be the next right-wing extremist if he is elected.
All right, well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll put Ed down on the calendar. We'll get in touch with him, and we'll have him on the air to talk about that race.
Yeah, I would love to hear more about Ed and what he has to say.
Okay, you got it, man.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Jay.
Okay, you got it. We'll talk to you. Let's go to Ron in Denver. Ron, about 60 seconds. You're on. Go.
Yeah, Jay. Just wonder if you remember with this leak gate, this kind of business as usual. I remember the night of shock and awe when Bush got on the addressed the world, telling them that his information that Saddam and his kids were in the bottom of that restaurant came from some brave Iraqi on a cell phone across the street. He kind of ratted out that informant and. With global positioning and everything on that cell phone, if they would have been in there.
If he would have been caught, they would have executed him.
Yeah, no kidding.
this
is usual. I wish the Democrats would have played that when he was running for office, him standing there telling the world that, oh, yeah, we had a brave Iraqi on a cell phone telling us that Saddam and his kids were in there.
Unbelievable. Hey, man, thank you for a great call.
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk to you. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Ozeal Jackson and Ina Laborde and their survivors of Hurricane Katrina. They got some harsh words for the Bush administration. That's coming up next, and then more of your calls, of course, on Open Phones this morning.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called the Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-514-4750. Again, that's 1-800-514-4750. 1-800-514-4750.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at G3.com.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Sexy, Boulder's Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn.
Thanks for the chance to get out of Washington.
How President Bush greeted the audience in Norfolk, where he's speaking to drum up flagging support for the Iraq war. Not long from now, Mr. Bush and the rest of the nation will hear the announcement that a key vice presidential aide has been indicted by the grand jury investigating the CIA name leak. CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer joins us live with more.
Stick to the script. That's the president's plan for now. He's just wrapped up that war on terror speech in Virginia.
With the greater economic, military, and political power they seek, the terrorists would be able to achieve their stated agenda: to develop weapons of mass destruction, to destroy Israel, to intimidate Europe, to assault the American people, and to blackmail our government into isolation.
Of course, serious problems await the president here in Washington in that CIA leak case. Top aides Louis Libby and Karl Rove are under a legal cloud. The White House promises reaction later today. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
With the withdrawal of Harriet Meyer's controversial Supreme Court nomination just one day old, the president is seriously considering who he'll nominate now. Chicago Tribune reporter Jan Crawford Greenberg was on the CBS Early Show.
The spotlight now is on a federal appeals court judge from New Jersey, Sam Alito, another judge from Virginia, Michael Luttig. Priscilla Owen also is very much in the mix, and the decision will be made very swiftly.
She also says some of the pressures the president faced before nominating Harriet Myers have now eased.
The White House does not feel as compelled to nominate a woman or a minority as it did when it originally began thinking about this nomination.
Right.
Congress is considering a unique honor for the late civil rights pioneer Rosa Parks. CBS News Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Fuss is live with the story.
Parks' body will lie in state in the center of the Rotunda, the Capitol's most glorious public space, an honor usually reserved for presidents and generals and war's unknown soldiers. Only 30 people have lain there before. Parks is the first woman. Parks' casket is expected to be in the center of the Rotunda Sunday and Monday, allowing members of the public to walk by and pay respects to the woman whose principled refusal to give up her seat on the bus was a pivotal moment in bringing civil rights to millions.
Under arrest in Martinez, California, the mother of the teenager accused of killing Pamela Vitale, wife of prominent attorney Daniel Horowitz. Horowitz's partner, Ivan Gold.
The authorities must have come to the conclusion that she was an actual participant in this defendant eluding police custody.
53-year-old Esther Fielding is being held on $500,000 bail under suspicion of being an accessory to murder. A hot time for the economy in the third quarter, hurricanes notwithstanding, advancing at a vigorous 3.8% annualized rate. On Wall Street right now, Dow Industrials up 43 points. This is CBS News.
If you think a little heartburn is no big deal, even if you're taking medication, I've got two words for you. Think again. Persistent heartburn two or more days a week, despite treatment and change of diet, may be acid reflux disease. And about one in three people with acid reflux may have damage in their esophagus and not even know it. Now I've got another word for you. Nexium. For many, one prescription Nexium, as omeprazole magnesium, not only provides 24-hour heartburn relief, but heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus. Most erosions heal in 4 to 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. The most common side effects of Nexium include headache, diarrhea, and abdominal pain. See our ad in Ladies' Home Journal. For more information, visit purplepill.com or call 1-877-3-NEXIUM. When it comes to acid reflux disease, think Nexium, the healing purple pill. Ask your doctor if Nexium is right for you.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
A couple heavy jams, though. Northbound I-25 bunches up from Bellevue because we're in an earlier wreck near 225. Then we're slow in both directions as you make your way through T-Rex and downtown now. I-70 looking better. Still a little slow eastbound between Pecos and Brighton Boulevard and in Littleton eastbound C-470. We're jamming from Santa Fe over to University. Now around town, Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal and Highway 93, they're all thinning out and the turnpike starting to look a lot better. East and westbound through Broomfield and Westminster. Now checking out the forecast, a nice one today with sunny skies and highs in the 70s. We're at 48 degrees right now. If you're looking for a new mattress, go to a mattress store. But if you're looking for a great night's sleep, go to Intellibed, located in Flatiron, across from Park Meadows, in Centennial Promenade Shopping Center, in Cherry Creek, and now open in Bellevue, right next to Cool River. Sleep smart, sleep well. Sleep smart, live well. Intellibed. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Al Franken is coming to Boulder. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk presents the Al Franken Show.
Welcome to the Al Franken Show, everybody. We're coming to you from Boulder.
Live at the Boulder Theater. Wednesday, November 16th. General admission tickets are sold out. But we're giving our Progressive Club members the opportunity to win VIP tickets for guaranteed seating.
Not a member?
Sign up now at am760.net. Jay Marvin will announce the winners November 1st through the 4th on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Brought to you by Be the Change.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 905, 5 minutes after 9, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Partly cloudy today, high near 70, although it's cloudy in Boulder this morning. Open phones, 303-713-7600, and I got four lines open. Anything you want to talk about from referendum C to C&D to the news this morning that Patrick Fitzgerald, the special prosecutor, is going to seek an indictment against Scooter Libby. I can't get over that. What kind of guy has, like a full-grown man, has a name like Scooter? I. Lewis Scooter Libby. And the Karl Rove is still under investigation. And I wonder, I asked Congressman Udall this earlier, do you think Do you think Rove should be able to stay in office with this cloud of suspicion hanging over him? Do you think he should be able to hold his job, or should he step aside until he's cleared? And, of course, Libby will have to go because he's being indicted. I mean, isn't this what President Bush said? Didn't President Bush say anybody who's involved is gone in his administration? And the president today getting out and going once again before a hand-picked audience to discuss the war on terror, which is what he always does every time he gets into trouble. He goes right back to that. And I speculated about this last hour, and you can answer this question for me if you want to this hour, 303-713-7600. Does it work, or has he gone to that well one too many times? I wonder about that. Has this administration gone to that well one too many times? Now, if you missed the interview with Larry Johnson, it'll be on our website at am760.net, and you can hear what he has to say. Also, we talked to Congressman Mark Udall about C&D and the matching funds and what's up, if what's at stake with matching federal funds if C&D goes down to defeat. There's also this story, which I haven't mentioned in a couple hours, and I'll mention it again to you. This is in the National Journal. So go to nationaljournal.com if you want to read the whole thing for yourself. Vice President Cheney and his chief of staff, I. Lewis Scooter Libby, overruling advice from some White House political staffers and lawyers, decided to withhold crucial documents from the Senate Intelligence Committee in 2004 when the panel was investigating the use of pre-war intelligence that erroneously concluded Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, according to a Bush administration and congressional sources. Among the White House materials withheld from the committee were Libby-authored passages in a draft of a speech that then-Secretary of State Colin Powell delivered to the United Nations in February 2003 to argue the Bush administration's case for war with Iraq, according to congressional and administration sources. The withheld documents also included intelligence data that Cheney's office, and Libby's in particular, pushed to be included in Powell's speech, sources said. The new information that Cheney and Libby blocked information to the Senate Intelligence Committee further underscores a central role played by the Vice President's office in trying to blunt criticism that the Bush administration exaggerated intelligence data to make a case to go to war. Now, you know something? If this Congress were controlled by us, if this Congress was controlled by the Democrats, they could launch a full-scale investigation into this. But as it stands right now, the Republicans aren't going to do the right thing. They're not going to do the right thing. And the right thing would be to reopen all of this as to how we got into this war and investigate the suppression of documents by Cheney and Libby and get down to the bottom of this about how they arrived at this fixed intelligence. And this administration, you know, and Republicans in Congress, in the Senate and Congress, are morally bankrupt. I mean, they have no, there's no compulsion to look into any of this. And I don't know about you, but as an American taxpayer, with 2,007 of our fellow countrymen dead in Iraq, wouldn't you like to know, really get a definitive answer as to how they made this case and how we got there? Particularly in the light of this National Journal article, which I'm not making up. You can go to thenationaljournal.com and you can see the thing for yourself. I'd like to know how they came up with all of this. I'd like to know how they manufactured all this. I'd like to know how they put it all together. Now, the special prosecutor will lay out his case this afternoon, and I believe that'll be 12 noon our time, and we'll carry it live here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. You know, also the 22-month investigation of which people complain about that it took two and a half years. You know, that's also a misnomer, because what misnomer is not the right word. What's the word I'm looking for? That's also not exactly accurate. And the right wing likes to peddle that story around about, oh, look how long he took and how much taxpayer money he wasted. But see, the thing is, the deal on this was he had to wait for the reporters to come clean. They went to court and fought him all every inch of the way. And that's Matthew Cooper in Time magazine, which doesn't make Matthew Cooper a bad guy, but he believed that he should have a journalistic shield, and also Judy Miller. So she also did exactly the same thing. And that's what made it to go for 22 and a half months. All right, 303-713-7600. I got three open lines. Let's go to Ron in Loveland. Ron, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good, Ron. What about yourself?
Oh, good. Happy Friday.
Hey, happy Friday to you, too.
Thanks. I just had a quick comment. I heard this on the Al Franken show the other day, and because I'm also annoyed by this nickname Scooter, and it just reminds me of how George Bush has nicknames for everybody, like
right.
Brown, Turd Blossom, and on and on. Well, anyway, they mentioned on the Al Franken show that the I in I, Lewis, stands for Irv, and apparently he doesn't like being called Irv, so that's why he went to I, Lewis, and then who knows where they came up with Scooter. But Al Franken started referring to him as Irv, and so I thought that was pretty cool. I think,
yeah, I wonder what they're going to. I wonder if he doesn't like the Irv, so he goes by the name of I. Lewis. I wonder what they're going to say when they serve the indictment on him. Is it going to say Irv Lewis Libby, or is it going to say I. Lewis Scooter Libby? And you know what? I'm not a lawyer, and maybe there's a lawyer listening this morning who can call in and fill me in on this. But if you're indicted, don't you get arraigned and booked?
I would think, yeah, I hope so.
So doesn't Irv Scooter Libby, doesn't Irv Lewis Scooter Libby, doesn't he have to go, like, to the courthouse in Washington, D.C., or wherever the hell you go? Maybe it's not the courthouse, but wherever it is you go, doesn't he have to go there and be booked?
Just like Tom DeLay did, right?
Yeah, and get a smug shot?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, how great is that? how great is that?
Just like Tom did.
Yeah, exactly, because I guess he's got to do that. Doesn't he have to surrender to authorities?
I hope so. I sure hope so.
And post some kind of bail? We need legal advice on the Jay Marvin show about this, and we don't have a resident attorney on the line. And then I also want to know if some reporter's going to, and of course the president's not going, Bush is not going to, you know, go to have a press conference anytime soon. But I think that the Democrats, ought to start asking this question. Why does Karl Rove get to keep his job if he's under a cloud of suspicion? If I were under a cloud of suspicion, this company would suspend me.
Well, yeah, especially since that cloud of suspicion involves divulging classified information to outside sources. Right?
Right. Don't you think he would be, like, suspended?
I would think so. I don't see how half the people in the Bush administration still have jobs, for that matter.
Well, because Bush changes his story. I mean, the first thing he said on this was, okay, anybody who's involved, you know, I'd like to know where the leaks are. Anybody who's involved, we, you know, we'll deal with it. Well, now we know that Libby and Rove were involved in it. Even if Rove is just under investigation and hasn't been indicted, we do know that he talked to Matthew Cooper. So then Bush moves the bar and says anybody who, and I'm paraphrasing him here, anybody who, you know, is convicted of a crime or anybody who is, is indicted or whatever, I can't remember the term he used, but he used some weasel term about legalities, then we'll deal with them. He keeps moving the bar. Now I wonder if he's going to move the bar on Karl Rove.
Oh, I don't doubt it. I think he said, if I remember right, I think he said if anyone is guilty of committing a crime, then they have to. So, yeah, he can move it as far as he wants, you know, but it's not cutting it anymore with anybody. So,
all right, do you think his whole deal about going and giving a war on terror speech, do you think that cuts it? Do you think that works?
I can't believe he still thinks it works. I don't know. Maybe with his diehards, but it's looking weaker and weaker as time goes on.
So he's gone to the well on that one too many times.
Way too many. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You got it, Ron. Thanks.
See ya.
All right. Anybody else? And also, if there's any lawyers out there, I want to know about this because I don't know. I've never been indicted, so I don't have any idea how this works. Do you get arraigned? Do you get booked? I think you do. Didn't Tom DeLay? Tom DeLay's indicted. Didn't he have to do that? Didn't he have to surrender? So where's Scooter? Where's Irv Scooter Libby going to go to have this done? And also, so if there's any lawyers who want to call in and contribute to this, they can do it. And then the other thing is, what about Rove? Should Rove stay in office since he's under a cloud of suspicion? Since the leaked reports this morning are that he's not going to be indicted right now, but he's going to remain under investigation. 303-713-7600. You can talk about that or anything else. If you want to talk about C&D, I haven't had any calls this morning about C&D. I hope everybody has voted, particularly if you have a mail-in ballot, because you got to get that done because November 1st is the deadline, and if you haven't mailed it in, take it down there. Or have some kind of, you know, special delivery or get it done somehow. Make sure that you vote on C and D and vote yes. If you want to talk about C and D, that's fine with me. And I see this ad running both Mark Holtzman, if C wins, you lose. And, boy, I hope we can bring that up when he runs for governor. 11 a.m. Eastern time. Or noon, rather, Eastern time. So what would that be our time? 10 o'clock? I don't know. You'll have to figure it out. Turk, do you know the answer to that? I'm not going to get an answer from John. All right. Hey, you know what? Don't buy a car or truck until tomorrow. Why? Because Rocky's Autos is having a slasher sale. Buying a car before that is like, well, it's like throwing your money right out the window. So come in now and preview the huge inventory or register online at rockiesautos.com to get in on this slasher sale tomorrow. They're going to slash tomorrow at Rockies. Hundreds, even thousands of dollars on every vehicle. They've got some vehicles as low as $199. And the gates open at 8 a.m., so you'll want to get there early. And the first person behind the wheel gets first chance to buy when the slasher comes around to slash the price. So you owe it to yourself to wait until tomorrow to get the best deal in town. And I'll be out there tomorrow, so I hope I see you out there. Every car is equipped with Rory Free Protection Program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of power train protection. Tomorrow is the day to save on the automobile of your choice, and Rockies has got the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. It's the slasher sale tomorrow, so don't you dare buy a car today. Wait until tomorrow and get the biggest bang for your buck at the slasher sale. Rockies is located at the corner of 63rd and Federal. Just
folks, I'll match any of the competitors' prices, and I'll put them on in a half hour with appointment. 303-771-9800, Aspen Goodyear.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Twenty minutes after 9 a.m. 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, partly cloudy, high near 70. Jay Marvin along with you. Okay, once again, the special prosecutors moved the time, apparently, to 12 noon Eastern time, which would be 10 o'clock our time. So we should hear what Patrick Fitzgerald has to say in about 40 minutes from right now. We will carry it live here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. It's open phones, 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about, we'll do it. Here's Herb Rubenstein, who is running for Congress in the 7th Congressional District. And Herb, good morning, and welcome to AM 760.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Where is the congressional, the 7th Congressional District?
It is the horseshoe around Denver. It all the way is from Morrison up to Wheat Ridge, Arvada, Lakewood, Golden, and goes all the way over to Aurora and out past the airport.
Wow. That's a pretty big district, isn't it?
Well, it sure is. It was created in 2002 when Colorado had enough new people and moving in the 1990s to get the 7th Congressional District. It is Bob Beaupre's district right now. He's decided very smartly not to run for re-election.
And so it's you versus who? Who's the Republican candidate?
Well, the Republican candidate will in all likelihood be Rick O'Donnell. Dick Cheney just came to town.
Right.
Raised $100,000. My two opponents, two great people, are Ed Perlmutter and Peggy Lamb.
All right. And you wanted to talk this morning about C&D?
I do want to talk about C&D because I think talking about these indictments, we'll just let these indictments come and it'll take time and that'll all sort itself out. But the message that has not gotten through to the people of Colorado is that C&D, the middle class, need C&D to pass. Tabor is an anti-middle class constitutional amendment. And we're not starting the class warfare here. We're moving and responding to it. And the middle class will be hurt very much if C&D don't pass. Higher education gets hurt. Lower education, K-12 gets hurt. The roads get hurt. Mental health and health care. And that message has not come through anywhere that the middle class needs to get out and vote. This C&D is about them and their future, about us and our future.
Yeah, I would agree 100% about that. And, you know, it's really at times tough to fight that say no, it's your dough, because these guys lie on a continuing basis and twist the facts. And, when I see those ads, it just drives me crazy.
Well, I think one of the reasons we haven't found out where all this money is coming from is I would have bet that very, very wealthy people, and I can't blame them 100% because they don't need government. They already own the place. They're the people who are supporting or opposing C&D.
Yeah. Yeah, and most of the money to oppose C&D comes from out of state as well.
Well, that's true. I mean, it's time And the 7th District is a middle-class district. You know, we have workers all over in Brighton, Commerce City, and Golden, Wheat Ridge. We're a middle-class district, and we need to support this, and we need to help carry the state. That's the message I'm taking to people. And we're seeing, you know, major employers who know their employees will be hurt, employers in the 7th District who really care about their employees, they're supporting C&D because they know this will help their business in the future, and it'll help their employees right now.
All right. Have you got a website for your campaign?
I do. It's www.herb4congress.com. Clearly, most people will say, it's a good website. I hope you like it, and I appreciate you taking my call.
Not a problem. Call anytime.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. There's Herb Rubenstein running for the Congress in the District 7. Peggy Lamb is also running out there, and Earl Perlmutter. At some point, we'll have everybody on. We'll have Earl and Peggy. We'll have Earl and Peggy on as well. I'm slipping here. I only started at 3 o'clock this morning. All right, let's go to Steve in Denver. Steve, good morning. You're on AM 760. Steve, you there? 3-2-1 about Steve? Steve.
Morning, how are you?
Oh, I got you. Good. Hi, I'm doing great.
Oh, boy, I'm on a rant, but I want to continue what the gentleman you just talked to about. I mean, we need that stuff. When Republicans and Democrats agree on something, I think it's necessary. We don't want, you know, our schools are bad enough.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point, you know, and I don't stress that enough on this show, and we should be stressing it, that both sides agree on C&D, and that you've got diverse opinion from the business community to the Republican Party, to parts of the Republican Party, to the Democratic Party. You've got people from, you know, Andrew Romanoff and Ken Gordon to Bill Owens, who all agree that that Colorado needs this. I don't really see how anybody can vote against C&D. Do you?
Well, the problem is the propaganda. I mean, you remember the people calling you the past couple of weeks going, well, you know, they're going to take everything away.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what they see. They only see what they, you know, TV is the truth. You know, some guy's talking to me, therefore it must be the truth.
Well, you know, early on.
It's scary.
You know, early on, I got stung by this because, I was gone from this state for 6 years. And I can tell you exactly what happened. I was doing a remote in Denver. I can't remember the name of the place, though. And it was when Ed Schultz was in town this last time. And a woman calls me up and says, I'm not voting for C&D. And I just had Andrew Romanoff on. She says, I'm not voting for C&D. And I ask her why. And she said, because they're going to take my state income tax.
Yeah. It's just...
And I really didn't know what to say. And I started to argue the case, well, you know, the old idea for the greater good. But thank God Andrew Romanoff called up and said, no, that's not true. They are not going to take your state income tax. That your Tabor check has nothing to do with your state income tax. Yet these people keep making that case, and now they're running some commercial about illegal immigration being involved in there.
Well, yeah, because, you know, by golly, some of that hospital money might trickle down into, you know, somebody that's sick, you know, washing up on the shores of a hospital.
But, you know, illegal immigration has got nothing to do with C&D. Really, in reality, it's two separate issues, but it's like anything they can get to scare people. And this is this whole slash-and-burn kind of make-the-public-scared thing that these neocons engage in. And, you know, this is one of the reasons why we've got this whole indictment situation going on today.
Well, it works for them because people do more research buying a car than they do electing somebody who can change their lives.
Yeah, we got to find, you know what? What we got to do, though, as progressives and the people on the left, we got to find an effective way to combat this kind of scare tactic business. And I pray and hope every day that C&D passes. Because you know what it is? It's saying a big no to outside interests, and it's saying a big no to these neocons for trying to take this state and turn it into an economic experiment.
Well, hopefully the times they are changing. I mean, it's hard to say, but with this government, you know, crumbling under its own lies, hopefully people will go, you know what? Because if President Bush told me the sun rose in the east, I would have to go out and look right now.
Yeah, you know what? I would agree. Hey, thanks, man. Great
Thank
call.
You.
Have a good weekend. Let's go to Eric in Lakewood. Eric, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Eric. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good, good. Happy Friday. Just a real quick thing on C&D that might bring it home to people's pocketbooks. Say that C&D doesn't pass.
Right.
So I'm driving around and I hit pothole after pothole after pothole because the roads have gone to pot. Well, pretty soon my car's going to need a front end alignment.
Yeah.
Maybe it's going to need a new tire. Maybe it's going to need a new wheel. If I don't get the front end alignment done, then it's going to need two new tires. Well, there goes my Tabor rebate right there, just in additional maintenance on my car.
Yeah, you know what? That's really a good point.
Yeah, you know, and why people can't see it. And these people that are so distrustful of the government to take care of their money, I'll tell you, I'd rather trust a democratically elected government than some profit-mongering corporation to look out for my best interests.
Yeah, you know, you would think that people would see things like, for instance, GM being investigated by the SEC, and I believe Chrysler is also being looked at by the SEC.
Yeah.
And the fact that the oil companies, for instance, make record profits, and these corporations keep getting in trouble, yet there are people who are so misguided that they just worship corporate America.
Oh, I know, and that's the way we're headed. If C&D doesn't pass, we're going to start privatizing things to corporations.
And this whole idea, this whole falsity that has been put forward in this society, that these corporations and the big companies, you know, are efficient and that they can do a better job than government, if that's the case, why do they keep getting in trouble all the time?
Oh, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't even want to get off on Bush. That just, you know, pisses me off.
It does most of us.
Yeah. I could see why people don't trust government. But, you know, Bush is in there for what, 3 more years? We're going to get him out of there. We got 96. We can get these people out of there. That's the thing. We can change government.
And I agree.
We can't change corporations.
You know what? I agree 100,000%. Hey, Eric, thank you. Great call. Have a good weekend.
Thanks. You too, Jay.
All right. 9:30 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Open phones at 303-713-7600. Indictment information now about 30 minutes away here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, if I have the time right on this. So we'll have to check it out. But I believe that it's 12 noon. Washington time, which makes it 10 o'clock our time here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, and we'll carry it live. We'll take more of your calls.
A Saturday bonus sale this Saturday starting at 8. It's all inside JCPenney. I'm Bailey, AM 760 Boulder.
And get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? It's time to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One services at 1-800-550-7735. Are you behind in paying medical bills or personal loans? Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Call Care One services for a consultation and debt analysis at 1-800-550-7735. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. So if you're over your head in credit card bills, call now and receive a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-550-7735. That's 1-800-550-7735.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino, and one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3. 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at g3denver.com.
Shannon in Commerce City. Shannon, hi, you're on AM 760.
How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm great. I'm doing wonderful.
Hey, I was just trying to inquire about the C&D issue.
Sure.
I know you've been getting hammered about it and apologize about it, but I live in Commerce City and I never received any information on it.
Really?
Really. And I seen it, one of those deals sticking out of the ground, C&D vote, your cash returns. I don't know why they're using scare tactics, for one, and I guess instead of crying about it to you, where would I go to find out all the information I need on that?
Did you get a ballot?
No, sir. I didn't get anything in the mail, never received anything, nothing.
There's what they call a blue book that's out that outlines all of this. You know what you need to do? You need to go to your registrar of voters and find out, number one, why you didn't get anything. That's number one. And number two, ask them if they have one of those blue books.
Okay.
Where you can read through on it. Or you can go to, and Turk, I can't read your writing here. It's www.vote. What is the rest of that term?
It's www.voteyesonc-d.com.
Okay.
And you can go there and also find out more about it. But are you registered to vote?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I am. My wife is, and we have four kids. I work two jobs, and my wife works at night.
Wow.
I mean, we're struggling.
Yeah, I hear you.
And I was just trying to find out, because you were right with what you said, we're the ones that are in control. We just don't know it.
Yeah, we just got to get mobilized. That's all there is to it. We got to get mobilized, and we got to demand accountability from these people.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, don't call me sir, just call me Jay. But you know what, man, that's what I would do. If you got free time this afternoon, go find out where your registrar of voters is. Go down there, tell them, you know, I'm registered to vote. I didn't receive anything. You know, I need to know if Commerce City does it by a mail-in system or how it works. And if it's a mail-in thing, ask them if you can, you know, fill it out right there and just give it to them, because the deadline is November the 1st.
Wow.
So do it, and call us back and let us know what happens.
All righty. Well, thank you very much for explaining that to me, and y'all have a good day.
Yeah, you too, man. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go to Summer in Fort Collins. Summer, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jade. I'm actually walking to school right now. I am trying to decide whether or not I'm going to vote yes for C&D.
Okay.
And, you know, from the stuff that I've heard on Air America, makes it sound really good. You know, I'm all in favor of lowering my school fees. But I talked to a woman in one of my classes who said that only 5% of the money that's going to be collected from C&D is actually going to go to education. Had you heard that?
No, because I think it's more than that.
Yeah. Do you happen to know how much it is?
Yeah, I do know how much it is. 30% is going to go for community and colleges and state colleges, such things as need-based financial aid, merit-based financial aid, college opportunity fund programs, which applies to $2,400 a year per student towards college funding. And the other thing it'll do is it'll prevent them from either A, closing your school, or B, raising your tuition.
Right. The President Penley up here said that if it doesn't pass, they're going to have to raise tuition 30%.
Yeah, where do you go to school?
CSU.
Yeah, that's right. They're going to have to raise it because they don't have any. You know, they need the money. You know, you're cutting it off close to the deadline. If you haven't voted, you should go ahead and do it because the deadline is November the 1st.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's coming up pretty quickly here. Depending on where you live, I don't know if you did a mail-in. Do you have a mail-in ballot? Is that how that works?
No. I'm not really sure. I think I just have to find out where I'm supposed to go vote and fill out a ballot there.
Well, do yourself a favor when you get out of school this afternoon. Go ahead and make that call.
Yeah, I just might.
Okay,
the other thing I wanted to ask was... The other thing this woman told me about C&D is that a whole bunch of the money that's supposed to go for the roads is going to pay for the big slab.
What big slab is she referring to?
The highway that they're building to parallel I-25 for the trucks.
Well, you know what? I got to plead ignorance on. Here's what I do know. 10% is going to go towards roads and bridges. There are 55 projects approved by the Colorado Department of Transportation that total $1.7 billion, and that's what it's going to go for. And I haven't heard anything about a slab. If I were you, I would check that out, because I haven't heard anything about that at all.
Okay.
So I don't know. And, you know, the roads in this state, I don't care what the vote no on your dough people say, the roads in this state are deteriorating, and the longer you let it go, the more expensive it becomes. And you're in school. When do you get out of school?
Spring of 2007.
Okay, so then you're going to get out of school and you're going to enter the workplace, right?
Right.
All right. Nothing is done about the roads. Nothing is done about education. Nothing is done about all of this stuff. Guess what? You're going to pay for it when you go into the workplace.
Right.
So if you vote against C&D, basically what you're doing is you're voting against your own self-interest.
Right.
Okay?
All right. Well, thank you very much for answering my questions.
Sure. Thanks for calling.
All right. You have a good day.
Okay. And I, by all means, don't know everything there is to know about C&D. I mean, Morgan Carroll, a state representative, was just amazing. And Ken Gordon, those people are amazing when it comes to C&D. I don't know everything there is to know about C&D, but I try. But I know damn well that this the whole vote no, it's your dough business, fits a pattern that these neocons have engaged in now for years that they've been successful, which is to try to scare you, cater to your greed, and use misinformation to try to get you to vote no. Like confusing, your income tax with your Tabor check, by throwing immigration in there. I mean, by inflating the amount that your Tabor check would be. I mean, these people, you know, there's nothing they won't stoop at, and all of this runs from here, from the state of Colorado, all the way to Washington D.C. And it's about time that you and I and everybody else stood up and said, you know what, we've had
on Channel 665. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk and Einstein Brothers want to give you and your coworkers a break from the everyday routine.
Each week for 4 weeks,
AM 760 and Einstein Brothers will be bringing one.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right. They're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor Center at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today. Or get more info at G3Denver.com.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
Morning, the American Equity Mortgage Spokesdog here. Chasing a great interest rate is like chasing your tail. Fun, but in the end you're tired and you look a little foolish. Here's everything you need to know.
Fixed rate of 5.25 at American Equity Mortgage. Call 303-290-1000. 5.25 fixed rate could be here today, gone tomorrow. Call 303-290-1000. APR 5.691. Rate subject to change. A Tom Martino referral member.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
A pair of crutches. Because he allegedly broke a bone in his foot. So what does Mary, my wife, say last night? She goes, it's a sympathy move. He's walking too fast. It's a sympathy move.
It's either that or Dick Cheney kicked him in the shin.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Dick Cheney got the A-whipping machine on him. Anyway, let's go to Roger in Highlands Ranch. Roger, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how's it going?
It's going great, man. I'm in a great mood.
That's good. Hey, you know, I want to put this whole C&D thing in a personal aspect.
Sure, please do.
You know, what happened to the state is sort of like something that just recently happened to me. Something happens where all of a sudden you don't have the income coming in that you used to.
Right.
You know, you get laid off, you take a pay cut, you know, something like that happens in your life. Okay, what do? You sit there, you look at, okay, what can we do without today? You know, okay, well, maybe we won't save a little bit here on education today because we have to pay bills, we have to pay heat, we have to pay food, we have to pay gas. Maybe we're not going to put a little bit away for our retirement while we're going through this tough time. Maybe we're not going to buy, you know, fancy clothes. We're not going to buy a new car or anything like that, right?
Right.
You cut back to the bare bones, okay? That's what our state just did, okay? Now you're back. You've got a new job. It's, you know, paying pretty decently. Things are starting to turn around. You're going to go back, and you're going to take care of those things that you put aside, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's all we're saying with C&D. We're going to go back and take care of all those things that we said, you know what, we don't have the money right now. Maybe when things get better, we can take care of them. We're going to start putting back. We're going to start putting money away for a kid's education again. We're going to start putting money away for retirement again. We may, you know, buy that newer car, you know, maybe not a brand new car, but we're going to buy a car that at least runs. That's all we're doing with C&D. If people will look at it that way, rather than sitting there going, oh, we're going to, you know, it's going to be this huge spending spree and stuff like that, it's not going to be a huge spending spree. We're going to go back and take care of the stuff that we put aside that we said is not an absolute priority this minute, but it's still stuff that has to get done.
I think that's a really excellent way to put it. I think it's a really, really a good way to put it. You know, really, You're exactly right. And you know what? And it also gets into this whole scenario, which Eric, I believe, called up and was talking about, like your car over the roads. The longer you put stuff off, the more expensive it becomes.
Yep. Oh, by the way, that super slab, it has nothing to do with CND. That is a privately funded toll road that they're trying to put
That's what I thought. Isn't that the one where there's out in Elbert County?
Right.
There is a, because I was out there with the milk can Democrats not too long ago, a couple of months ago, and there's a country club out there. It's a nice little country club, and they're talking about putting that super slab right through the middle of that sucker.
Yep. That's what the super slab is. It has absolutely nothing to do with CND.
CND, yeah, that's
the money that's going for those roads is to fix things that should have been fixed 5 years ago. We didn't have the money to fix it then because of the fact... I mean, it would be like sitting there, say you got laid off, your wife continued working, then you got a new job, and then you sat there and said, well, you know what, we're not going to spend any of the money from the new job.
Yep.
You know, we're not even going to save it. We're just going to put it in a pillowcase someplace, or I'm just going to give it back to my boss.
Yeah, exactly. Good points. Very good points. Thanks, man. Great call.
Have a good one.
Okay, you too. Let's go to Chris in Centennial. Chris, hi, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay, this is Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Thanks for a great show.
Oh, you know what? Thank you for being out there.
All right. Hey, I'm calling about CND, and my wife didn't get a ballot in the mail, and I'm in Centennial.
Wow, and that's weird.
Yeah, so we called up, and you can, just for your listeners, if they want to go to the white pages and look under voting in the government pages, and they can just call their county, so we called Arapahoe County. And the person said she could go down there and vote down there. But obviously we don't have a polling place, so she has to go to the office.
Well, at least you can go down there and vote, right?
Right, right. So we sure can. But, you know, we shouldn't have put it off that long. But just so your listeners know, they just go to voting in the blue pages of their phone book for their county, and that's who they should talk to.
All right, great. Good for you, Chris.
All right. And thanks so much for having a great program here.
Well, thanks, man. Thanks for being out there.
All right. Thanks.
All right. You got it. And I always say it every morning at this time. We have the best callers. We really do. And I used to, I used to not accept praise very well, so I'd always say to people, don't suck up. But it's just incredible, the emails, and it's also the incredible the calls. Good people listen to this radio station. Not only me, but Al Franken and Ed Schultz and Randy Rhodes and, you know, the Majority Report with Sam Cedar and Janine Garofalo and even Mike Malloy, who doesn't care for me, doesn't like me, but that's okay. I don't care. Let's go to Paul in Fort Collins. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Dave. How are you doing today?
All right, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Hey, I just wanted to call real quick and kind of give Summer some information that just called about CSU. I'm also a student there at CSU, and she can go to the Lori Student Center. They're on campus. And I believe she can actually vote right there.
Oh, wow, that's great. Where do they go again?
It's called the Lori Student Center.
Right.
It's right in the middle of campus. All the students know where it is. I mean, it's where, you know, everyone goes for lunch or whatever. Then also the thing to remember about Larimer County is that we've got that open polling, so you can literally go anywhere where they have a voting station and go. You don't have to just go to the one that's in your neighborhood.
Oh, that's great.
You know, and that's why we had such high voter turnout that last election, like 93.5%, because we literally can go anywhere to vote in Larimer County.
That's great. That's great. What's your feeling about CND? You think it'll pass?
I really hope it does. We walked with Angie Piccioni in our homecoming day parade, and the CND float was about two floats behind us.
Right.
We had a huge turnout for the yes. And all that no had was this guy in a pickup truck pulling a huge pink pig, and they had like two or three people walking with him.
Yeah.
So I think up here in Larimer County that we've done a pretty good job of getting the word out, and I know that, you know, every time I get a chance to talk to the, you know, other students in my classes and stuff like that, I'm saying you guys got to remember to vote yes on CND. Several students have done speeches about it. Several students are doing research papers about it. So I think we're doing a pretty good job up here of getting the word out.
All right, man. Thank you. And you're doing a good job of getting it out here on the radio. Thanks for the call.
Hey, well, thanks for what you do, Jay.
You got it, man. 954 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. Two lines open. It's open phones here. Perry and Golden. Perry, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Perry. How are you?
Pretty good, thanks. Pretty good. Hey, you know, I live along 93, and this has been, you know, an ongoing thorn in the side of everybody for a long time. And a whole bunch of possibilities have come up, but every time something comes up, you know, usually it's the Democrats in the area who are blocking improvements to 93. And why, given that, would we expect the C&D money to go to improve the roads around here?
Because that's what it's mandated to do, and if you don't get what you want, then what you do is you march your happy rear to the polling place and throw those people out who vote otherwise, who break their promises.
Yeah, but all the C&D money is going to do is it's going to let them reduce the budgets that are already in place for highway money.
No, that's not true.
What it's going to spend it elsewhere.
No, that's not what it's going to do. What it's going to do is it's going to go towards those projects. There's 55 of them, which have been approved by the Colorado Department of Transportation. It's going to go to fund those things. So if any legislator goes and tries to cut that out or stop it, or any group of legislators, then you got to do what you have to take responsibility for your life and for your state, and you got to get yourself to the polling place and throw that person out. And I think that what you've got going here, more than you would have in most states, I've never seen this before, is you've basically got a bipartisan effort to get this thing passed. I mean, you've got everybody from Ken Gordon and Andrew Romanoff and Morgan Carroll on one side, and you've got Bill Owens and numerous other Republicans on the other side who are backing this. And, you know, that along with the fact that the people who are saying, you know, no, don't vote on it, won't tell you even where they're getting their money from.
Yeah, except that when I look at the people who are voting for it, you know, it's the usual, I guess I see it as the usual bait and switch.
It's not a bait and switch. Where do you get the bait and switch idea?
Well, that the projects that are mandated in the program will go forward. But look at, like, if I go on vacation someplace.
All right, I'm running out of time here. The only thing I would say to you is you got to hold up your end of the responsibility. And you know what? If they don't do what's mandated in C&D, then you throw them out. But voting against it is a tragic mistake. All right, that's it. I'm out of time. Hey, 12 noon. Indictment day.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-339-1195. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.